Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live and we're broadcasting worldwide. Here we are on this Tuesday, the 19th day of November 2013, and we've got a very interesting online commentator and author, E.T. Williams, joining us, and he has a lot of fiery and interesting things to say. So he's going to be coming on with us for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. And then Larry Pratt will be joining us via video Skype for 30 minutes with some big updates on the battle for the Second Amendment, the UN treaties, and an update on that front as well. Now, that said, I began to break down a few weeks ago that I believe they may have overdone Obamacare and the amount of fraud involved in it. It was meant to betray people, destroy the economy, but when you actually get down to finally destroying the economy, it's so painful that the propaganda doesn't work anymore. It's one thing to talk about beating somebody's brains out with a hammer. It's another thing to actually do it. And so for all the people that want to be Mr. Tough Guy in the New World Order, I remember reading in a Nuremberg account by an SS officer when the head of the SS, the Sturmstaffel, was walking along with the head of the SS, Heinrich Himmler, who also commanded the Waffen-SS, the armed SS, or the Nazi Praetorian Guard at a death camp, and they were lining people up by the hundreds and shooting him, and Himmler began to vomit. And then he had to go review some more people being shot and killed, and he began vomiting again and actually passed out and then said, "Oh, it's so dreadful what we have to do. I don't ever want to see this again." Well, you're going to have to see it. You want to destroy America, you want to destroy the family, you want to destroy productivity because you're at odds with it at an instinctive criminal level, you're going to now have to go to Hades. And now as the roller coaster goes over the edge of the cliff, down into the wondrous abyss, and they've got real devils driving this that think it's very beautiful and like it. There are real devils in this whole thing that are piloting the ship of fools, but the ship of fools are beginning to notice that the Valhallic Gudurdamarung that they were promised is not going to actually materialize. They're learning this is not a heaven. This is a hell we're being transported to very, very quickly. And again, we haven't even entered into the real tyranny yet. We're just seeing liberty's shields being brought down, the enemy armies being prepared. And so Obama the puppet is being burned alive politically, and he will be politically hoisted on his own petard. That's part of the plan. Or... It looks like they're going with that plan. As I've always said, Obama could be the false flag. They could try to assassinate him, God forbid, or actually assassinate him, or stage him being shot in the head, and then it only grazes him, and, oh, he's messianic, and then suddenly the healthcare plan works, and everything's okay, and he's our savior. And I mean, that's in the cards as well, but I think that's a very low probability. No, I think we're going to see the political destruction of Obama. Unless they pull another card, which is definitely a 30-40% chance. I'd say a 50-60% chance he'll just be destroyed, but all he's done kept in place. Because people will think of him being destroyed politically as a victory, but then the tyranny will just stay in place. It's like musical chairs. But there's a very good chance, I'd say 30% chance, that they may stage a false flag to try to prop him up, and then a 10% chance that they'll do an assassination attempt, or they may actually kill him. I think that's in the cards. We'll be right back. Hi, friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 19th day of November, 2013. This is Teleprompter, Talking Point Free Radio / TV. The websites are Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. We also have a whole bunch of Facebooks and YouTube channels. It's all up on Infowars.com/show. You can find the free podcast there and a lot more. Now, obviously, big broadcast lined up for you today. Incredibly important developments happening. We're going to go over all of it. I just want to say this before I get ahead of myself and don't say it today. There is massive, unprecedented, un-American censorship going on in this country. There is persecution of libertarians, Christians, conservatives, Protestants, Catholics. I don't care. If you're not a complete collectivist or communist or socialist or a big corporation using that model to destroy the middle class, then you're being targeted. It's in mainstream news today that hundreds of prominent libertarians and conservatives in Wisconsin have a Democratic special prosecutor subpoenaing them, investigating them, trying to arrest them. Out of Austin, Texas, they have a grand jury indicting Republican sheriffs and others all over Texas, the same folks that tried to put Tom DeLay in jail on trumped-up charges. And I'm not defending Tom DeLay. I didn't like a lot of his politics as a mainline Republican. But what he did was mainline, accepted, lawful PAC money. That's why when they talked me into running for state rep for about a week and a half, I went and got lawyers, checked the laws, and said, there's no way to follow this. If they want to selectively indict me, they can, raising money. I'm not doing this. People ask why I haven't run for political office. I can reach more people on the radio, more people on TV, more people politically getting out ideas and research and info. Plus, the way it's written, a Republican grand jury or group can go after Democrats or Democrat-controlled groups and go after Republicans. But I'm going to tell you, I've done research on this. I want to say 98% of the time, really, I can't find cases of politically motivated political persecution by Republicans of Democrats. You could say the impeachment of Bill Clinton over lying to a grand jury about Paula Jones and then Jennifer Flowers and Monica Lewinsky and all that. And yeah, that was politically motivated because of the American people's pressure on the nuclear secrets to China, the MIRV technology, the Long March rocket technology, the coupler technology, the avionics technology, just the complete sellout. The Republicans were all involved in that. Ken Starr's law firm was involved at levels in that. So they came out with a cigar story to bring him down because that was the one thing that wasn't connected to all the other corruption that they could go after. And then it was the lying that was the issue. And of course, that was political theater. But I mean, I just study politics. I study the world. And the Democrats are a bunch of gangsters. I mean, it's just absolutely true. If we could take over the rhinos, make them libertarian, take over the Republican Party, it'd be a great thing. And by the way, that's starting to happen. That's why the Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership, is all circling the wagons, going after the real Tea Party, going after Rand Paul, going after Ted Cruz. And I'm not saying those men are perfect. The issue is they're real. They are constitutionalist. They don't want to destroy America. They don't fundamentally hate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They want their kids to live in a free country. I know Rand Paul very well. He's for real. Ted Cruz kept him in arm's length for a while, watched him closely. I could see it in his eyes. He is really getting off on liberty. He is really getting off on the vets and the families coming up to him. He's actually caught the bug that JFK caught, who wasn't perfect, by the way, that wanted to be a leader, wanted to actually help people, wanted to actually have a real civil rights movement, wanted to actually end these wars, wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And they said, how about we blow your head off, buddy? Kennedy cut taxes by 50% in one tax bracket, 30-something in the other. He's like, you mean if I cut taxes, more money comes in? They go, yes, Mr. President, but we want control of the economy. Bull, cut it. Boom. The establishment said, this guy's out of control. Blow his head off. I mean, they don't want leaders that get off on empowering people and get off on success and get off on prosperity. That's a normal instinct. They want a bunch of kleptocratic, bean-counting social engineers that absolutely have a weird axe to grind with successful people. You've got hordes of criminals in government corporations who have always gotten together historically to wage war on the real producers and the real artists and the true people of beauty. And I mean intellectual beauty, physical beauty, you name it. Everyone knows that. You would think, and I've read about this in philosophy, psychology, anthropology, you would think a really good-looking guy would have everybody kissing their hind end and wanting to hang out with them. But the truth is, in a lot of circles, people are mean to you if you're good-looking. Same thing, especially for women, really good-looking women. Then other women are mean to them. It's the same deal. Well, when you're successful in business and did it on your own, you make a lot of enemies. When you develop and patent things and develop things and are a trailblazer, people don't like that. Societies that rise are based on honoring the productive and the honorable. societies that fall are based on kleptocracy and gangs and insiders and manipulation. And folks, we're going down that path right now. Where, hey, why should I develop something? I could just get a big gang together and come take your factory over. Yeah, but then you can only make me work for you building it at gunpoint for so long. And then your gang takes over the next town and the next town. Pretty soon there's nobody producing anything to even be able to buy from my factory. Pretty soon you've broken down the supply chain. Pretty soon you've screwed the whole thing up. And that's the system they've set up, ladies and gentlemen, of total dependency, total control. The federal government today has now come out and proposed putting everyone on a, quote, livable wage and just giving it to them. Well, you do that by having a diverse economy and by having real open and free trade, not kleptocratic select trade. And now they've come out and said everyone will just get a check. Well, when you just give everyone a check, then no one needs to work, no one needs to innovate, and then the whole society degenerates. I mean, that's a fact. They want to bankrupt healthcare. Now you've got, last night I was in the coffee room, and I was watching CNN, and they had a Democrat on there. In fact, I hit record, it's on there. They had a congressman on there. Forget the name, I was just sitting there with my mouth hanging open, getting a glass of water, going, well, you know what? The good thing is, even though this doesn't work well and is bad, we'll just go to a total single payer and national health care, which was always the plan. I know Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ezekiel Emanuel, who helped write the law, out of all the architects, he's like the chief master builder. He's on record with Tom Daschle and others being the top guys that did it, saying, well, the plan has always been to wreck it, and we're going to a single payer, and the insurance companies know that. So the issue is, they're just being completely public about it. But here's the deal. They're not even going to actually give Northern European-style free health care, where you pay 80% taxes in the country, but you get free health care. It's not free. It's like the federal money. Oh, we get free money from the federal government. You mean they take a dollar of tax money from the state, and then they send 30-something cents back on average? You mean that kind of free money? How about I come and take your wallet out, pull your money out? If you don't, I punch you in the nose. Like the IRS will do with, you know, police. And then I go, here, you got $100 in there? I'm going to give you $35 back. Here's $35 free. You're like, you just took that out of my wallet. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Obama just came out and said 100 million Americans have signed up. The truth is, I think the number's less than 8,000 have signed up. And now we're learning they didn't really sign up. They thought they'd signed up, and we knew that the first week, but now that's confirmed. They didn't really sign up. So, doesn't matter, though. He said 100 million, or I'm racist. So I agree with the president. I'm going to do whatever he says, because the stick that he and Oprah wave, that I'm going to be called a racist, is so powerful. You're right, Mr. President. 100 million have enrolled, and it lowered health costs, and nobody got kicked off their insurance plans. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're dead right. I apologize. There you go. Of course, he now admits that's not true, but it doesn't matter. I mean, Oprah Winfrey said if he's criticized and called a liar, it's because people are racist. No, ma'am, that's not what happened. People hoped Obama would be good, and now with all the race baiting of you and MSNBC, people aren't getting racist, but some of them are moving in that direction because they're like, well, if everybody hates me, I hate you right back. Folks, that's divide and conquer, and that's their plan, and don't go along with it. We need to come together around the Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process. And I know MSNBC will say I'm deeply racist for saying that, because I'm against racism deeply, because I'm deeply racist. And the health care is free, and nobody got kicked off their health plan, and it's working really good, and 100 million signed up for it. See, I'm already getting ready here with the doublespeak for the Fairness Doctrine to come back in next year. They're trying to put it back in and talk radio and the internet to restrict free speech, where I will say the truth, then I'll say, and now a government message for fairness, and I will repeat whatever their talking point is. I will say the truth from my research, or as close as I can get to it. It's hard to find the truth. It's usually obscured. Lies are everywhere. What do they say? A lie goes around the world before the truth puts its shoes on or whatever. But you know what? I put my shoes on a long time ago, so now I've already walked out the door. And the lies circle the planet a whole bunch of times, but I'm just getting going. But people already know the lie is a lie, so that's the other good part about it. All right, I'm going to shut up and give you the big news on the meltdown and what could become the fall of Obama, what tricks they may pull, the latest on Obamacare, the latest on the TSA, the latest on the NSA, the latest on Libya. It is a big broadcast with two guests coming up. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code LIBERTY to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones back live. Thank you for joining us. The reason I got off on the whole rant about the attacks on free speech and then never got to my point was this. We have the 50th anniversary of JFK coming up in Dallas, Texas. And the mayor said last year, we're going to have a civil thing this year. Nowhere in downtown can you hand out flyers. He's in the newspaper saying this. You can't have signs or banners, and we're going to block off. We've now discovered with our moles up there more than 5 blocks away. So about a third of the downtown core of Dallas will be shut down in a test of turning America into North Korea to be able to get anywhere near Dealey Plaza. And then 5,000 tickets have been given to select sycophants who agree with the official story. If you were actually shot by bullet fragments on the day, you're not allowed to be in there. If you were part of the Warren Commission but don't agree with the official story, you're not allowed. You must be a worshiper of the state of lies, of the state-run media, and Below Broadcasting and the Dallas Morning News and the local TV stations, so you're not allowed in there. Well, I'm coming, and I'm going to be covering it from every different angle. I'm bringing four different reporters, TV reporters, radio reporters, print reporters. All totaled, I'm bringing about 10 crew members or more up to Dallas, my hometown, to retake the First Amendment. This is about free speech, and we'll announce more details this afternoon on Infowars.com. And we're going to be going over all of it here on the show today. But tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Federal Reserve in downtown Dallas at Pearl Street, we're going to have a demonstration against the real shadow government that took over the country 100 years ago, December 23rd. Another big anniversary is coming up, not just the 50th of the killing of JFK by the shadow government, but we're going to also have the 100th anniversary of the private Federal Reserve takeover, which is symbolic. We can remove its charter anytime Congress does the right thing and the constitutional thing and takes the power of the purse back, the power to control currency and taxation at the federal level, now handed over to a private group that masquerades as a federal agency. We've protested there three separate times in the last 5 years as part of In the Fed rallies. So we're going to have an In the Fed free speech rally 8 o'clock tomorrow night. There's all sorts of parking around there. It's why I've chosen it. And we're going to be handing out 20,000 free flyers. We need at least 200 people to show up to give 100 flyers per person that you hand out to people. And by the way, COPA began to file a lawsuit, a local activist group that's been covering JFK for decades. And so the city backed off and said, okay, you can hand out flyers. Okay, you can, COPA can come in at the end of the ceremony and lay a wreath. So they're doing token stuff already. And the Dallas police, in my experience, are pretty nice and are actually listeners. So I've been up there three times and they're like, hey, man, we're on your side. Hey, I listen to the show. Hey, we know what's going on. We don't like the Federal Reserve. We don't like what's going on with the dollar being devalued. Even the head of the Dallas Fed has come out against QE Unlimited and Obama. So we're not even against the people that run the Dallas Fed. I mean, they're like the rebels against the Fed nationwide. That in Kansas City is also a better Fed. They don't want to destroy the country completely. You're in trouble when there's like actually sane members of the Federal Reserve against Obama. And they're going public against what the globalists are doing. It's that bad. They've had a bunch of Federal Reserve officials come out and say, we apologize, it's a criminal transfer of wealth. You know, they bought into it that really the Federal Reserve is going to run things and stabilize the economy. And they're saying, whoa, this is criminal. So we're going to be there with a demonstration, really, not even so much a protest, to raise awareness of free speech and to protest against the mayor who says, I'm going to be out here with all my rich friends. And we've decided that the Chinese that died in Tiananmen Square for free speech and freedom of assembly, they deserve to die, basically. And we've decided that the veterans that fought and died for the First Amendment and all the rest, you know, they had a bad idea. We're not going to allow any free speech in Dallas on the 50th anniversary or the day before or the day after, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So here's the news. We're going to show up and hand out 20,000 flyers and several hundred big full posters that have been posterized. Cost a lot of money. That part does. So that you can either go out and hand them out Thursday or hand them out Friday in the morning, whether you can demonstrate for an hour and hand out flyers for an hour, whether you can do it Thursday and Friday, whatever you can do. If you can donate 48 hours to freedom and your children's future, do it. If you can do 1 hour, whatever. But it's key. If you want to come out and meet a bunch of the reporters and the crew and the rest of it, we're going to be out there from, I'll be out there really about 7:30, but it's going to be an hour long, 7:30 to 9. But it really kicks off at 8 o'clock in front of the Federal Reserve Building. There's a big, giant, well-lit sidewalk right there. And so we'll bullhorn, shoot some videos, put them up on YouTube to get the message out, air it on the radio show the next day, hand out flyers, everybody that wants them, and posters And then we're going to have a march the next day. That's to be announced later this afternoon.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
In 15 minutes, Adan Salazar is going to post on InfoWars.com an article he put together off of my breakdown yesterday. The only reason I mention that is sometimes you read this stuff and it's like they just tape record what I say and then kind of write an article around it, which I know sometimes is really good stuff I spew out. Sometimes they have to correct a bunch of it, but that article on our demonstration, on our taking back of the First Amendment in Dallas this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And again, folks, I wouldn't even go up there for the 50th anniversary. In fact, I've never been there for the anniversary in my life. I've never gone to Dealey Plaza for the anniversary. I've been up there and shot documentaries, done reports, done interviews, because we know the establishment killed Kennedy. We're fighting the info war to get the truth out. And they've never barred the public from the huge park. Now they're barring everyone, including victims who were there that day, who saw Kennedy's head blown off and who was hit by a bullet fragment, James Tague and others. It's outrageous. I mean, if you tried to gather in Tiananmen Square for a peaceful political rally or hand out paperwork, you would be arrested. And then if you fought back, you would be shot. Well, I mean, I'll tell you right now, if I go to Dallas and I was to try to force my way into that square and I resisted the cops, they would first taser me. And then if I resisted more, kill me. We could literally have a Tiananmen Square. And the question is, will the Dallas police, and I don't know if I'm going to do this. It depends on how they act tomorrow at the Federal Reserve. And then the next day, we're going to have a march Thursday when all this starts. We're trying to pick a place right now about 7-8 blocks away to march down to the barricades. And they're even trying to say you can't even have posters out in other areas because the mayor thinks he's Kim Jong-un. And I'm telling you, if we let the mayor operate as Kim Jong-un in Dallas, he is Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea. That's how tyrants work. If you put up with them and they get away with it, it's over. I'm going to get into the news here in a moment. It's just that this is a big deal. This is a huge deal that in the town where I'm born, deep in the heart of Texas, that they're trying to declare most of the downtown area, about a third of the total downtown, but right in the heart of downtown, most of the heart of downtown, a free speech free zone. A First Amendment dead zone. It's bad enough to cordon off the park and say Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only the establishment can use it to spew their lies to have the international media there. This is going to have over a billion people watching it worldwide. But now they're pushing the barriers way down the road. We've got a story coming out on that. In fact, we found the road closures in the Dallas Morning News, did a map of that. We probably need to have our crew do that and then, you know, Photoshop in a line to show folks where it shut down. And then give that to Adon so we can also put that in there. Now, what a lot of folks have done is, obviously, if you already have a hotel down there or whatever, you have to show your card and stuff to get through. And that's not even into the main area. So anytime there's a G20, anytime there's a globalist meeting, they lock everything down. Now, Joe Biden's going to be there tomorrow. He's reportedly not there on Thursday or Friday. Obama's going to go to the Eternal Flame in Arlington Cemetery where Kennedy is buried because he's a highly decorated PT boat captain from a little run-in with a battleship with the Japanese. So he's buried in Arlington Cemetery. Obama will drop by there to spew his propaganda and, of course, cover up who really killed Kennedy. So we're going to be there. We're going to be covering it. And we're going to hand out 20,000 flyers with basic JFK info on it so that people know there's censorship going on just to defy them saying you can't do this. Now, they already backed off 2 days ago. A judge came out and said over the weekend, Dallas police, Mayor, you've got to let them do this. And so they've backed off that. But they're saying, but the mayor says no big signs allowed. So it's the mayor. The mayor is God now. In America, if you want to go to Dallas and walk around with a poster with your political views, that is the most protected speech. If a woman wants to walk around in a scantily clad outfit, doesn't matter if it upsets people, that's her free speech. But that's mid-level protected and called community standards. When it's political speech, folks, it is the most protected speech there is. So this is literally like them saying black people can't go eat at these white-only restaurants. I mean, this is the same level. But they're saying everybody doesn't have speech. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young, male, female, they don't care. They're saying you don't have rights, ladies and gentlemen. And so it's everyone's duty, if you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area especially, huge listenership up there, it is your duty, folks, to bring you, your friends, your family tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Federal Reserve. All sorts of parking in the area. That's why I picked that, because we've done demonstrations there before. And come over, and I will give you personally, with my crew, 100 double-sided flyers with key information on each side that you can then go hand out that night to people or on your lunch break the next day or take off the day. It's important to literally saturate things on Thursday and then keep some of the flyers when you come down at, say, 10 a.m. It runs until like 2 p.m. The moment of silence is like at 12:30 when they blow his head off. And we are going to hand out those flyers. And then also by tonight, because I've got to look at it and decide where. We pretty much decided last night, but ran out of time. We've got to put out a new article tonight connected to Adon's article he's about to put out showing where we're going to meet Thursday after my radio show, and we're going to march, whether it's 100 of us or 1,000 of us. I think it'll probably be about 1,000 people, just guessing. We do these things impromptu. We will march, you know, down the sidewalk in an orderly, peaceful way, as we always do. And I just say that so there's no provocateurs. The Dallas police, you know, in the past have honored the First Amendment. I'm sure that they don't like what the mayor's doing, and it's already been partially struck down. And so I'm going to tell the cops, if they try to stop us marching down the street up to the barricades, we don't plan to cross those, I'm going to tell them, okay, so you personally want to be listed in the lawsuit. Stand aside for the First Amendment. In the name of the First Amendment and America, and in the name of Tiananmen Square, get the hell out of my way. I don't think the cops are even going to get in our way. I know the Dallas police. But if they try to stop me, I'm going to go back on the radio with an emergency transmission that night, and I'm going to call on everyone to come to Texas, and then Friday we're crossing the barricades, okay? It's bad enough. We're there to draw attention to the violation of free speech. If they try to stop us marching up to the barricades, and I'm talking to the Dallas Police Department right now, get that mayor in control or send him to North Korea. I will not sit here and watch this, and you shouldn't let your family have their birthright robbed either. This is BS. And I really get angry when I start thinking about how we just put up with this in America. Because the mayor says he wants there to be decorum and doesn't want protesters or conspiracy theorists around. And that they want to not talk about who killed him, but remember that he was killed. What in the world does that mean? It doesn't matter what you want, mayor. You are not the king of Dallas, Texas. Get that through your brain. And I'm telling all my reporters, be on the lookout at all the entrances to the barricades. I want that mayor questioned on tape. Since when do you think America is Tiananmen Square? I mean, this is Tiananmen Square level stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, I've been arrested plenty of times demonstrating and protesting. I don't want to go to jail again, especially Lou Sterrick. But that horrible jail right there, and there's just literally 200 yards away from where we're going to be at. But if that does happen, you can be assured everybody involved will be sued. And by the way, we already sued and won against the Pittsburgh Police Department. Okay, so I'm just warning you. Right now, why don't you do the right thing and behave and get your mayor under control? Or fine, I'll personally sue you. We were a little bit nice with the Pittsburgh thing and just let the city pay out. But this is personal. This is First Amendment. I've had enough of it. So I'm coming up there, and that's the end of it. We're going to be real nice, real friendly, like I always am. You decide which way this goes. I'm coming to my hometown to retake free speech in Texas. Disgusting mayor. We should get more articles out showing the quotes of the mayor in the Dallas Observer and the Dallas Morning News last year and then again this year, and then point out that he's already been defeated. Notice of filming restrictions for Dealey Plaza. Due to construction renovations in preparation for the anniversary event, extensive filming will not be allowed. There's no law. Oh yeah, that's another thing. They're now saying you can't even videotape anywhere near there. They got cameras watching us, but the mayor said, oh, like Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. Oh, and don't let them film anything either, because we've got renovation going and we don't like how it looks. I mean, it's print that for me. The magnitude of these scum. In fact, I'm just calling on everyone now to be there. Just be there tomorrow night, be there Thursday, be there Friday. I mean, we've got to stand for the First Amendment or lose it. I didn't even know about that. That's even worse. I mean, this mayor is just, get me the mayor's phone number and all his info. I think we're going to give the mayor's phone number out. I think I've had enough of it. Oh, my gosh, I've got all this news I want to get to, and now I my blood pressure is rising right now. See, I meant to spend like 3 minutes on this, but I start thinking about it. I start thinking about what our country's turned into. New York City tried to put free speech zones in and say no free speech, put in these cordoned areas, and then they would arrest everyone and beat them up in the cordoned areas. They lost more than 10,000 lawsuits, and over 100 police ended up getting fired just from the DNC event, or the RNC event in 2004. By the way, I was there for that and witnessed it. It's the same thing in Texas. If we've got to file 10,000 lawsuits, and believe me, that's what will happen if they arrest people. And if we've got to get everybody fired, that's the way it is. I'm going to sue the mayor for civil rights violations. What a bloated piece of trash to sit there and tell me that I can't film in downtown Dallas because he waved his magic wand. These people make me want to throw up. Okay, let me just stop for a minute. Shifting gears now into Obamacare. Obama is now collapsing because people stood up to him. And because the truth of what was in Obamacare came out, and we warned people up front, and then it all happened just like we said, because we had the bill. It was not like it was hard. It's like a recipe, like a chili recipe. After you cook the chili, you go, gee, I got chili on top of the stove. Who would have ever imagined this? Well, this Obamacare thing was a bunch of special interest hospitals, big HMOs, big foreign banks, literally wanting to lower the quality of care, make you buy the care, and be able to charge whatever they want in a controlled market as a tax to foreign banks, the Supreme Court ruled. A private corporate piracy levy to the globalist, a bail-in of American taxpayer money to predominantly offshore banks that run this. And then they tell the left, oh, don't worry, wink, wink, Daschle's book even said this, we're going to destroy healthcare with this and bring in the socialist utopia. But of course, that's not going to happen either. You're going to get death panels, welfare folks. They're going to kill you when you come in to get your legs sawed off because of all the aspartame you're drinking or whatever with the diabetes. This is the plan. They got you dependent. Now they're going to go to work on you. And we told you this. And then the main architect, the doctor, Ezekiel Emanuel, came out on Fox and admitted this. And now I'm seeing him admit it everywhere. And now I'm seeing Democratic sites rub their hands together. I plan to bring down America. Cloward and Piven is working well. Oh, I'll get you and your little dog, too. I mean, it is sick. So let's go to this clip to remind you before I go to the new breaking intel. Here it is.
People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. The grandfather provision written into the law itself was too narrow. And frankly, they wrote a regulation intentionally trying to get people out of the individual market. They want the people to go into the exchanges because there's a lot of people in the individual market. The whole point of the exchanges is to close down the individual insurance market
the
over
insurance
time.
Insurance company,
they
wait
wanted
a second.
To move
insurance
millions of people into the exchanges.
Insurance companies
was intentional.
Don't want... Insurance companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
But that's not
why
what the president said.
Let me finish.
That's it. Wreck the individual market. They've already wrecked the system with banks involvement and insurance companies and HMOs ripping people off. And so people go, do something. Oh, we will. Don't worry. Like, right, it's like Little Red Riding Hood fell down and skinned her knee, and then the wolf popped out and said, hi, sweetie, I want to help you. And she said, how are you going to help me, big bad wolf? And he said, just come to my cave with me. I'll help you. He's going to eat her. And so, yeah, she skinned her knee, and now she's skipping along with the wolf. He's like, do you mind if I put these handcuffs on you? And the public's going to buy that, too. They're going to buy the new scam the Republicans come up with. It'll be something just as bad or worse. And then there'll be another emergency plan. They put America into an emergency and then pass the buck around, like pass the hand grenade, and politically it blows up in Obama's hands. They don't care because they move on to the next puppet, Chris Christie.
Michael Rubio.
Here, let's go to this. Here it is, and there's video of this. Woman hailed by president as Obamacare success story now can't afford Obamacare. Oh, what, your price has doubled, cupcake? But Obama promised, I mean, you got off the bus in Los Angeles, you were going to be a star, and now you're locked up in the back of a truck somewhere. But that's all right, because he got you now, doesn't he? Let's move to the next one right here. Obama implores supporters for help on law crisis. That's a psych warfare tactic to make them feel like they're part of it. It's being sabotaged, everything. You know, help me, be with me. It's total manipulation. Here's another one. Obama flubs during healthcare conference call with community organizers, claims more than 100 million Americans have enrolled. By the way, will you guys get the audio of that? There's audio of that. I want to get the audio of that so I can play that. That's really top level important. Thank you very much. So there you go. Oh, Bloomberg. Obamacare failure may shave 30% from U.S. drug sales. See, there's so many hands in this thing cheating that it's just going to blow out the economy. It's too good of a screw job. You went way too far. You've betrayed people too many times. Now they get the fixes in. Here's another one. Botched ACA rollout hammers Obama job disapproval reaches a career high, ABC News reports. And, of course, that's even in the whitewash media. It's actually much worse than what those polls say. Obamacare death spiral. That's the Hoover Institute Journal coming out saying that he's totally collapsing. The left is saying it's endangering the left and the idea that, hey, you get on our bandwagon, you don't have to work anymore. You know, they're saying, oh, my gosh, you're dropping the hammer too quick on all our people. They want a free ride. They're actually getting screwed. You know, what are you doing? Well, it's like unions voting for NAFTA and GATT. What are you people doing? You believe if you buy into something that magically makes it okay. You've got to buy into something that's real and that's moral to be empowered, not something that's fake and a fraud. I mean, the globalists will kill a million plus Iraqis just to have no-bid weapons contracts and shut their oil off to jack up prices. Do you think they wouldn't kill you if they could? It's not just they don't care about you. They see you as dumb vermin who they need to exterminate. Just remember that. And the argument is, are you dumb vermin that need to be exterminated? Don't act like dumb vermin then. I don't want to exterminate you. I could have joined the establishment. I'm not getting on Satan's ship just because it looks like it's winning right now. No way, baby. Oh, and here's the sweetest thing. Mitt Romney would beat Obama today. It wouldn't matter. He helped write Obamacare with Ezekiel Emanuel, so you still have the same thing. See how they win? They own all the horses.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty or nice.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
Oh, now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made privacy case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a conference call with his deceived supporters, came out yesterday and said, look, 100 million have signed up. It's going to be fine. We'll get the rest. Then when he got confronted about it later, he said he misspoke. No, the media is more and more calling him on it because the media has actually been threatened with being fired, the state-run media, and persecuted. It's on record. If you criticize Obama in any way in Hollywood, you never work again. Well, now that over-intimidation of the First Amendment has caused a backlash. And so folks were in there recording it from the media in the conference call, and then Obama had to come out today and admit that, okay, I misspoke. No, he didn't misspoke. He lied. But, of course, Oprah Winfrey says that's because I'm racist. No, I don't like being lied to. But see how they play that game. But it isn't going to work anymore, ladies and gentlemen. We're sick of it. We want prosperity. We want freedom. Not a bunch of inside interests raping us financially. All right, let's go ahead and go to this audio from the conference call.
Healthcare are going to be able to get healthcare less than the cost of their cell phone bill or cable bill. And in the first month alone, we've seen more than 100 million Americans already successfully enroll in the new insurance
plan. Young people are paying $200 a month.
You've got a million Americans who completed an application for themselves or their families. And that represents about a million and a half people.
Start it over again. I apologize. I was talking over him. Started from the beginning. Did you hear him say 100 million people had signed up? It's not even 10,000, folks. I just cannot. It's like having your arm caught in a hay baler. It's literally ripping us up inch by inch. Let's go back and play it again from the beginning.
Most young Americans who don't currently have health care are going to be able to get health care less than the cost of their cell phone bill or cable bill. And in the first month alone, we've seen more than 100 million Americans already successfully enroll in the new insurance plans. You've got a million Americans who completed an application for themselves or their families. And that represents about a million and a half people. And of those million and a half people, you've already got a bunch of folks who've successfully signed up to get coverage. And
okay, that's enough.
You've got almost 400,000 folks.
You know what Oprah has to say? You know, Oprah says that if you disagree with him, it's because he's black. And if you say he's a liar, it's because he's black. And that you're basically racist and you just need to die. So you heard it. Everyone needs to kill themselves if you don't believe 100 million people signed up. Or if you don't believe that it doesn't kick you off your health plans when it has. You're a racist. If you think the sky's blue right now, if it's daytime and it's blue, you're racist. If he says it's pink and it isn't pink, you just better do it. Or Oprah Winfrey's God, she waves a magic wand and says you're racist. And you know, if she says that, you spontaneously combust. She just points her finger like Firestarter or whatever that movie was, a little girl, and you just blow up and just explode in flames. She goes, racist. You go, I'm so afraid of it. Oh, don't call me that. Here, let's go ahead and play her.
There are still generations of people, older people,
brain.
Who were born and bred and marinated
look at,
in
look
it,
at the guy she's
in
talking
that
to.
Prejudice and racism. And they just have to die.
But it's the other clip where she goes into, it's right after that, where she says, he's black, basically. Go ahead and play it.
Just the level of disrespect. When the senator yelled out, you're a liar. Remember that?
Because he was lying, I mean.
Yeah, I think that there's a level of disrespect for the office that occurs. And that occurs in some cases, and maybe even many cases.
All right. Well, I mean, you heard it. Of course, this is Oprah Winfrey. You can look it up. Who goes to Europe and New York to meet with like 10 other top globalists. ABC News reported. Times of London reported to discuss depopulating Africa. But that's okay. I mean, if you want to just get rid of all the black people, that's fine. But if you call Obama a liar, that's racist. So I'm sorry I'm going to kill all the black people. Maybe I should be trendy. I agree with Oprah. Let's forcibly abort all the black people.
Communications, radio,
and, I mean, I guess I agree with her. I mean,
in the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's a total commitment. We're going to have the skeleton crew of great folks, Shikari Jackson and David Knight back here, hosting the nightly news and the radio show on Thursday and Friday. But I'll be on the show all of Thursday from a hotel near Dealey Plaza, broadcasting with audio and video. But we'll have David Knight in there also riding shotgun with us when we're on the road in case there's any technical difficulties. He'll be like Houston. I'll be up there in the capsule. And then on Friday, I'm going to be down in the crowd a lot and marching and things like that. We're going to have marches on Thursday and Friday for the First Amendment. It's under so much attack. But when we fight for it, we get it back. You have to fight for this stuff. You're not just given liberty. You have to demand it. You have to take it. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. And we're going to have our reporters down there live via video Skype. On the show from different angles. We're going to have a total 10 different reporters and camera people reporting for InfoWars Nightly News and the radio show. That is this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The first wave will get up there tomorrow with myself, and then we're going to have the next wave come up on Thursday, and all total we will have a lot of folks up there to cover every angle of it. And again, I wouldn't even have sent a reporter to the 50th anniversary if they weren't violating the First Amendment. But because the mayor, Mike Rawlings, let's put his picture up there for everybody as soon as we can. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings, City of Dallas, he has come out and said there's no free speech in Dallas and that no one can even hand out flyers anywhere in downtown until a judge said you can't do that. You can call his office. You can call his chief of staff, Adam McGuff, the crime dog's brother, I guess. And it's 214-670-7894. 214-670-7894. Give the mayor's chief of staff a call. And just let him know that we are not his prisoners. And that we will, I mean, just look at that guy, if you're watching us on TV, just another one of these guys that thinks we're North Korea, and he thinks he's God, and that thinks that everyone has to bow down to him because he looks like Frankenstein. Well, I got news for Mayor Frankenstein. Frankenstein, as they say in that great comedy, A Bride of Frankenstein. What's the name of that comedy? Is it Bride of Frankenstein? Because I know they have the horror Bride of Frankenstein, but then they have the real one that's Young Frankenstein, yes, a good comedy. My parents have wore that out, though. I grew up watching that, and you know, on Halloween, and then now they just always have it on at their house when I go over there at Halloween. So I always have a party over there, and I think I've seen it a little too much. But I can't remember the name of it. Maybe I haven't seen it enough. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a very interesting guest on in the next segment for two segments or so. E.T. Williams. And I just want to get E.T. Williams on because he's very watchable and very listenable. He is a very interesting fellow. And I agree with a lot of his views. I think some of his views are a little over the top. But when the other side is so over the top, I get what he's saying to get people's attention. So we're going to be talking to E.T. Williams, the junkyard dog, as he calls himself, straight ahead. And he's an author. So that is coming up. And then we've got, it's his birthday. That's not why he's coming on. He's got big Second Amendment news and just absolute treasonous activity by the establishment Republicans to defeat Tea Party Republicans in places like Virginia. He's got inside intel with Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt doesn't usually ask to come on. He only asks to come on. We usually ask to get him when it's something big. He's at the start of the next hour. But we got big, big police state news, big biometric news, big, the biggest TSA news yet. And I mean yet. I can't believe I even covered that yet. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on Twitter, Real Alex Jones.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We're now into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. It is the 19th day of November, 2013. We've got 2 hours in the transmission left. And then I'll also be broadcasting from Austin, Texas tomorrow. But then Thursday and Friday, I'm going to be in Dallas for the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Because they're saying no free speech, no videotaping in public of any Dallas property. That's been overthrown by the Supreme Court and state courts hundreds of times. The police and government trying to say you can't videotape in public. And that you can't videotape the government building. That's ours. I mean, this mayor is really begging for big, fat lawsuits. So I'm going up there tomorrow night. I'm going to be at the Dallas Federal Reserve to protest who really runs this country at 8 o'clock to hand out. I just decided to print 10,000 more. 30,000 flyers. 30,000 flyers. One of them is the three monkeys. See nothing, hear nothing, speak nothing. And then a whole, on the whole back, a message about the attack on free speech in Dallas. And then some JFK info. I need everybody to meet me at 8 o'clock tomorrow night if you want to be part of the activist group of the First Amendment. Because America's turning into Tiananmen Square. If they have their way, folks, it's going to be illegal. They're suing churches, suing pro-life groups. The federal government is sending the IRS after them. They're persecuting the governor of Wisconsin right now, trying to shut him down. This is tyranny. And now they're trying to bring back censorship of free speech on talk radio and the internet. All this is happening. So you use it or you lose it. Coming up after E.T. Williams leaves us at about 40 after, he'll be with us for three segments. I'm going to get to the video of this. Coming soon, a biometric fingerprint scan just to leave the airport. Yesterday, our story from Infowars.com went on DrudgeReport.com. Let's show folks. It's still up there on the lower right-hand side is where it's at now. Drudge added, so everybody can see this, part two, we noticed in the video and then found the promo video of the company, you've got a thumbprint or fingerprint to get it to open to leave, and then it locks you in for a minute, and then you got a finger scan to get out of the airport. And it looks just like a naked body scanner to condition you to go through those. This is absolute police state, folks. Absolute, total, and complete mega, mega police state. So we're going to be breaking that down after E.T. Williams leaves us. We have, again, more news on Obamacare, more news on what's happening to the Border Patrol, more news on the economy that I haven't even gotten to yet, and some big, big, big intel on what's happening with the NSA and the hardware being bought for the spy boxes that have gone in everywhere. Now it's being targeted at the Tea Party, libertarians, and conservatives. I mean, this is like a communist takeover, folks. We've got all of that coming up. And, of course, Biden calls on higher power, what, Satan, his father, to save Obamacare and the death panels and making the churches pay for abortions and, you know, teaching five-year-olds, you know, how to have sex. I mean, it's just these people are a bunch of degenerates, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I like E.T. Williams. And, you know, I don't agree with everything E.T. Williams has to say, but I understand his anger at some of the things that are going on. His website's whateverhappenedtocommonsense.com. And E.T. Williams is a simple man who doesn't mind standing alone by himself when convinced that it's right. And he joins us, and I've seen his YouTube videos. Some of them get hundreds of thousands of millions of views. And he also, of course, stood up for us with the whole Piers Morgan thing. He was like the first person that next day to come out and defend us. Because at first, people were saying, oh, Alex, you really screwed up getting in his face. But now it's recognized as turning the tide at many levels, saying, look, you want our guns. You want to enslave us. If you try to take them, it'll be 1776 again, redcoat. See, they tell us to sit down and shut up while they're all aggressive and try to shout us down. So that's why I like E.T. Williams. And I've been wanting to get him on for a long time, but we finally got a hold of him and are getting him on right now to cover the waterfront of subjects. But, Mr. Williams, good to have you on with us today.
Hey, good to be on, Alex. I appreciate it.
You bet. Wow. Well, you've got the floor. For folks that don't know who you are, tell us your worldview.
Well, I'm a pretty simple man, Alex. I always tell people, I'm not going to blow you away being the most articulate person in the world, but I know the difference between right and wrong, and that's why I think the American people have lost this sense. When our grandfathers and fathers grew up, when a man shook your hand and said he was going to do something, damn it, he did what he said he was going to do. And I think we have raised up a bunch of wussies, a bunch of wimp men, a bunch of pacifists. They're letting the homosexual agenda take over our damn country. They are violating every constitutional right under the sun. There's no way that a man like Barack Obama could have stayed in charge unless we have become a bunch of wimps. If this had happened 50 or 60 years ago, we would have stormed the White House and removed this damn communist out of the White House. But too many of us have become content because as long as we have our iPods and our internet and our two-car garages, we're content with letting these SOBs completely dictate what the hell we think. And I'm just one of the mindset that I'd rather die than let a bastard like Barack Obama or Joseph Biden or any of these other damn frauds tell me to shut up. I'd rather die than let these bastards tell me to shut up.
Well, take Oprah Winfrey. She's on record at these secret eugenics meetings that have come out in mainstream news trying to basically pay for forced abortions in Africa and depopulation. But then if I say Obama's a liar, she says that's because I'm a racist. And it's not because Obama's supposedly part black that I dislike him. I'd love like a black Ron Paul or something. It's because he is absolutely fundamentally trying to transform this country into a tyranny.
You're absolutely right. But this, Alex, this is what most of the liberals do. And I always tell the conservatives, whether you're what, black, white, or what, especially to the white conservative or libertarian, whoever may be out there, whenever they go with the race card, you know you have them on the run because they never attack what you said about Barack Obama. They never attack what you said. Is it the truth or not? They go with the race card, the trump card they use to try to silence any critics. They usually call me an Uncle Tom or something. I just tell them, F yourself or go to hell. Because when they find out that these tactics doesn't work, when they call you names, the racist name, when they find out this doesn't work, they have to try to destroy your character altogether. Because whenever the race card doesn't work, then you're going to see the really ugly side of them working for their daddy, the devil, who they work for anyway. And whenever the race card doesn't work, you're going to see the most vilest individuals come out. Then they let their true colors show whenever you don't let the race card work. Oprah, I always tell people, Oprah Winfrey is one of the reasons that Barack Obama is the president. She's the one who baptized him in and let the rest of the media accept him. I told people when Barack Obama first started running for office, he was a straight up communist. Everybody looked at me like I was insane. I said, go look at what the man stands for. He doesn't stand for anything that the country should be founded and built on. He's a straight up communist and he wants to destroy our country. I don't see how anybody can even see that.
Well, now they've got Democrats coming out like Ezekiel Emanuel and admitting they want to wreck health care to take it over. They want to wreck the country, so you have got to go on welfare. They admit that's their plan, and they've almost won.
See, but the only thing I have a little confidence in now, Alex, is that this is the first time you've seen Barack Obama actually vulnerable. All the other times, everything was rolling off him. Now the Democrats are just looking to be reelected in 2014. The only reason a bunch of them are saying anything, and these phony Republicans, the only reason they're saying anything, you remember when Ted Cruz first came out and attacked Obamacare and said we need to defund it? Everybody made him out to be some type of terrorist and racist. Now we see that Ted Cruz was actually correct. I think we need to hold all these politicians, Democrats and Republicans, accountable for them attacking Ted Cruz. They all attacked him, and I said back then that he was absolutely right and he should stay at it. But now we see that Barack Obama may be vulnerable for the first time, not because the Democrats want to do the right thing, not because the Republicans have any damn backbones because they lost their testicles a long time ago, but now they want to get reelected. We're trying to cut off their meal ticket. So now they may be vulnerable to attack Barack Obama. We see even liberal news media outlets attacking Obama, which we've never seen before. So I think we need to attack like now. Attack him right now like we've never did before.
Oh, I totally agree with you that they're turning on him because Obamacare is an even bigger screw job than they'd intended. It's so well done to wreck the economy. It's happening too fast. I'm concerned what they may pull to try to prop him up. I mean, I try to think like they do. If I was them, they might try to stage some type of assassination on him and blame some idiot patsy they find.
Yeah.
You know, or they might blow something up and blame it on their political enemies. Another Oklahoma City. I mean, if I was them, I'd be getting ready to stage something to blame my political enemies.
Now, I wouldn't put this past the mindset of these evil people because they're capable of doing anything. But I can tell you what, it's going to have to be an inside job if they ever try to do Obama because he's one of the most protected men of all time. He don't trust anybody. That's why he wants his own secret military. He wants his own people around him because he don't trust them either. He knows that they may try something like this. I don't know if they can get to him now.
But the last thing I ever want is anything to happen to him. That would turn him from the, you know, rotting political thing that he is now into a mythical figure.
You're absolutely right. The worst thing could happen to Barack Obama now if somebody tried to assassinate him. Because I want him to live, because I want him to fall on his face. I want him to be exposed for the phony he is. Because if he dies now, if something happens to him now, They're going to prop him up to be this great martyr that was only looking for the free the people, and we would never be able to expose or defund Obamacare like we should anyway. So I hope nothing happens to him now, because I've seen him vulnerable for the first time throughout his whole political
career. No, I agree with you. He is politically bleeding out right now. E.T. Williams is our guest. Whatever happened to commonsense.com, and you can see his YouTubes. And I've seen a lot of your stuff. Some of it I've seen, I think is a little extreme, but so is the First Amendment. So I support your right to do it. I want to come back and talk about the whole homosexual agenda that you talk about. In that whole area, then shift gears back into the state of the country and where things are going. But we're going to talk to E.T. Williams straight ahead. He says he's not a good speaker, but you know that's not true. He's great to listen to. Very interesting guy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code LIBERTY to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
is where I stand on the entire, quote, homosexual or gay agenda. I do not dislike anybody for their sexual activities. What goes on in their bedrooms, their issue, as long as it's adult and consenting. I'm a libertarian, but I'm also a Christian. That means I can have my views of it, and I'm tolerant, but it doesn't mean I have to adopt it. And what's happening is I can't let my children watch any TV show or pretty much any movie, a cooking show, a remodeling show. We try to let them watch that. It's all got a sexual agenda, which is anti-heterosexual. And here's an example. Gucciardi said I could tell this story. And he brought this up this morning. Gucciardi's never brought up anything about the gay agenda to me or the homosexual agenda or whatever you want to call it. He was in Whole Foods yesterday. He said last night, driving home, he went in there to get some food and a smoothie, you know, a vitamin drink. Nobody's there at the counter. He walks up. The guy's clearly gay behind the counter. He said, fine, doesn't matter to him, whatever. He's sitting there. The guy is making his smoothie. And it's about 2 minutes into it, and two gay guys walk up and go, a straight guy, literally, this happened to him last night, a straight guy, he got service first and started griping at the guy behind the counter. Now, folks, Whole Foods does have high-quality food. It's a little bit overpriced, obviously. Whole Paycheck's the real name of it. But that I've got to go there or Central Market to try to get organic food. And listen, my wife more than 10 times has had people walk over and say, you shouldn't have three kids. They literally come over when you're buying a bunch of red meat and say, that may not be a good choice. It's like a communist compound. So that's it. I'm done. I just can't go in there anymore. And it's not because I can't stand to see trendy gay people. It's that they don't want to see me. And so I thought about having E.T. Williams on about 6 months ago. I thought, man, but the way he goes after these folks, I don't dislike people because of what they are. I mean, here's an example. The American, Psychological Association came out and tried to say pedophilia was okay last week and had to reverse themselves. You can look that up. They said it was a sexual orientation, grabbing your kid out of your backyard. So E.T. Williams joins us, and I've got to tell you, his point that it's being literally dropped down on everybody from 5-year-olds in school to you name it. If you try to teach a 5-year-old about heterosexual sex, it's pedophilia. But when they teach them about what two daddies do or two mommies do, literally to 5-year-olds, that's not pedophilia. It is. So what it really has become is I think regular folks out there, gay folks, whatever you want to say, really need to get a hold on their movement, because there's going to be a major backlash to the fact that this is literally like a military takeover of society. So there's my real view on it, is it is the tip of the spear of the revolution. Obama has these gay lesbian groups and then has little kids up to introduce it on purpose, saying, look, we got your kids. You wouldn't have a Playboy Mansion thing, with Hugh Hefner with little kids introducing the women. I mean, this is sexualizing children, and I don't like it. E.T. Williams.
Alex, you're absolutely right. This is every time I talk to something about the gay mafia, the reason I attack them so vehemently, because the way they attack people so vehemently. Personally, I don't have anything against gay people. Like I tell people all the time, I know people who are gay. Some of the nicest people you can possibly talk to. The problem I have is with the way they come out like some kind of type of mob. That's why my pet name for them is the gay mafia, because mafia style people used to try to extort money out of people, do a shakedown to make you do what they want you to do. Soon as a business disagrees with them, it can be for their religious conviction. They have a right. It's still a free country. That's their constitutional right. But the gay mafia, what they do is come in and try to literally destroy a company or a business or an individual for disagreeing with their lifestyle. They have no middle ground when it comes to this. They're everywhere. They literally shove it down your throat. They want you to agree with their lifestyle. And I always tell them, why don't I have a damn opinion? Why don't you agree with my viewpoint? I don't care what you do in your own home, but I don't think we should be redefining marriage. I don't think we should be catering to the whole gay movement and doing everything to pacify them. And also, we're confusing the children. The little boys don't know if they're boys or girls. That's why I have a problem with the way they're literally shoving it down our throat. You can't talk about God or Jesus in school, but you can talk about how to put a banana on a condom. You can talk about how Sally has two mothers, how Billy has two fathers.
Well, they teach more than that. They've taken 12-year-olds to college courses in dormitories and beds and teach them stuff I can't even say on air. It's pedophilia.
It's exactly what it is. But see, you used to say that this is pedophilia. But see, what they wanted to do is desensitize you to the whole gay movement and tell you that all this is normal, and either you accept it or something wrong with you. You're homophobic. I always find it.
Yeah, what it is like sexual harassment because it's one thing if somebody just says, hey, but then if you keep doing it over and over again, it's the pushing. That's the issue. Absolutely. If somebody just says, hey, you know, this is what I like you or whatever, that's one thing. But if it keeps going, it's the hammering. Just keep pushing. It's just unbelievable, and there's going to be a backlash. Let's talk about it more when we come back and talk about where you think Obama's going, where he'll end up in history. E.T. Williams is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, the DHS has still not fired the black supremacist who called for mass murder of whites. And he is the man over purchasing fully auto, semi-auto, and hundreds of millions of the billions of bullets. He's one of the chief guys involved in the entire DHS program in buying bullets and guns. And they said, you're allowed to run a website calling for killing whites en masse. I have that article. It's up on Infowars.com right now. And that broke like 2 months ago. And again, this is what I'm talking about, folks. If I, which I wouldn't do, but let's say I put out a website saying, get weapons and go out and kill, say, Asians, I would be arrested, and I should be. He's not even going to be fired. They're really trying to cause riots or something in this country. And I think that's another thing Obama might pull. I'm going to get E.T. Williams' take on it. He's down in Houston, Texas, a fellow Texan. We're going to talk about what he calls the gay mafia here in just a moment. But, I mean, come on, folks. Gucciardi literally got bullied last night at the Whole Foods. And I believe him because I've experienced stuff like that, and I've told the story. But I'm gonna retell the story briefly here in just a minute as we go back to our guest. First off, we're not going to be able to run it for more than another week or two, max, because they don't want to get too low and be on back order with the manufacturing process. So even when the special ends, you'll still be able to get the ProPure systems with the Pro One filters, the entire line, with 10% off promo code WATER. But we're running it with 20% off promo code WATER, which is 20% off the already lowest allowable price. But I'm the biggest distributor in the world of these now, so I'm able to twist arms, be able to offer 20% below the lowest price that other people are allowed to offer. Now, that doesn't mean somebody can't buy one individually and just to be weird, sell on eBay or something for lower price. But for a major seller of these, we are the best price, period. Promo code WATER. 20. Water 20, you can call, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. The toll-free number to join us is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The entire line from their big King model down to the Nomad to their Travelers, and we've got side-by-side comparisons with the competition. There is no comparison, and just go look at it for yourself. That's why we carry it. And then have the very affordable $54 for a pitcher that has the Pro One filters with it. I mean, the Pro One filters ought to cost that alone. So then you add 20% off. We actually make, I think they said $2.50 or something like that on those pitchers at that price, just to give you an idea. That's the type of how good this deal is. So please support the InfoWar. Get your ProPure systems today and start cutting on all that garbage that's in the water, the fluoride, the glyphosates, you name it. And we also have the Life Straw and other systems. InfoWarsStore.com. And then lastly, just briefly here, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine Dietary Supplement. It is available at InfoWarsLife.com, also InfoWarsStore.com. This is proprietary, the only type in the world using electricity and sound waves. That's all I'm allowed to say, but it's certified by the National Institutes of Health. And it is simply amazing what it does, the way it's unbound iodine. It just goes right into the bloodstream. And, of course, follow the recommendations on there and consult a physician if you have any questions. But this is in the halogen family, and they've got all the bad halogens that are in the food, the water, fluoride, fluorine, other things, bromide, and then that fills up your glands. Well, this is the opposite, and this strips it out of your body, the bad stuff, and, of course, just does amazing things. InfoWarsLife.com, and all your purchases make the broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com. It's double the strength, half the price. It's a 1 ounce full bottle when leading competitors are 1 ounce or a half ounce for the same price. Again, the number that you can call to get it is 888-253-3139. And you've heard the rave reviews to the point of I've almost got to say no more when I have open phones calling in and raving about it. It sounds staged that people are so excited about this. Look, I won't steer you wrong, and everybody's a little bit different, but all we've gotten is positive reviews. All we've gotten. We had five calls that they got, you know, the top got broken in shipping or something, and we replaced them. I literally checked with customer service, everything. No negative reviews. I've never even heard of anything like that 2 months in. So InfoWarsLife.com. Be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates as well, supporting their local sponsors or becoming a sponsor today. Like WBCR right there in Tennessee. I did for 2 weeks, they kept saying, do these liners for stations, do these liners for stations. I had a big stack of them. I was reading the liners for WBCR, and it was the fact that they've never done this in the 16 years or whatever it is they've been carrying my show, 15 and a half, 16 years there in Knoxville. It's an AM station. a great station. They've never had a fundraiser to get the final fees done for a powerful FM. And so I think everybody who's listening on WBCR should donate to that. So I've cut the promo for that and sent it on to them, but 2 weeks late in their fundraiser, I apologize for that, but please support WBCR. They, I believe, other than two stations in upstate New York, they are our oldest affiliate. 15, 16 years old. I don't know, since about 1998 was when, amazing. Okay, WBCR there in Knoxville. Okay, enough of me doing that long plug. I didn't plug last hour, so I doubled down right now. Let me just explain this whole story. I was brought up kind of as a fiscal libertarian, pro-America, pro-gun, conservative, but on social issues, liberal. And literally, you know, have like a gay cousin, he's like a second cousin or whatever, and friends or whatever, college, I don't care. I'm not obsessed with stuff like that. But there's going to be a backlash to the open pushing in schools and everywhere else. You can't turn on any television show. I mean, they've even had gay activists come out and say it's literally getting like a motorcycle gang or something. I've criticized motorcycle gangs. I'm not criticizing all motorcycle gangs, but I've had motorcycle gangs bow up repeatedly for no reason. And I'm like, really? If you get in a fight with me, it's literally somebody's going to die. Okay. I can't help it. You may be able to kick my butt, but you're going to be in a fight with somebody that kicks like a mule and bites like a crocodile. I mean, you know, you really want this. Because, man, I tell you what, jump in my briar patch, man, it's, you know, I go crazy. And it's the same thing. Is it pushing? I got invited to a birthday party of the cousin with my wife. And my son was about a year and a half old. My wife was pregnant with my daughter. Then we're going back to E.T. Williams, so I appreciate it. I know he's on his lunch break. And I go to this thing at this bar. They rented out the bar. It's a nice bar. There's like 100 gay guys in there. No women, maybe two or three women, and me and my wife, and she's pregnant again, only about 3 or 4 months. And the literally like 10 people came over and bitched at her for being pregnant and for having kids, said it's gross we're having kids, and it's gross that we're straight. And I looked at my cousin, I said, man, who kind of friends are these? I'm getting out of here. And that's what I'm telling you, folks. I've put up with this in Austin now, no exaggeration, a lot of times, to where just because I'm a libertarian, I will literally have gay men get in my face in parking lots and go, I don't like you, extremist. Or in a restaurant, I walked in to pick up food a few weeks ago. Don't let this guy in. This guy's an extremist. And I went, you're joking, right? And he goes, no, I'm not. And just was so angry because I don't worship Obama. It's a cult is what I'm telling you. I don't like the Klan because it's a cult. I don't like some motorcycle gangs because they're a cult. I don't like cults. And I'm telling you, it is a cult now. Where the author of Ender's Game is against getting rid of marriage. And so they tried to block that movie coming out. I mean, this is a mafia, folks, and it's being used by Obama. Now, E.T. Williams, that's a long intro. I never get into this subject, but since you get into it, I thought we would broach it. And I'm sure now I will probably have the free speech mafia come after me. But it's just at a certain point, I just don't like being pushed around and told I'm bad. I mean, Gucciardi was literally henpecked for about 5 minutes last night while he was waiting for a smoothie. So 3 minutes, no one's there, and they come over and say, get out of my way, you're serving a straight before me. And he's like, Gucciardi said, are you joking? And they ignored him and talked trash about him for another couple minutes while he waited for the smoothie. I mean, it's like crazy. And I guess you're supposed to just blow your head off and go, I'm sorry, shove a gun in your mouth and blow your head off. Maybe that'd make them happy. Maybe that'd make Oprah Winfrey happy, saying I'm a racist because I know Obama's a liar. What do I do, E.T. Williams, to prove I'm not racist? Do I throw myself into a wood chipper?
I think what you tell all of them is go to hell, Alex. I always tell people, don't even address if you're a racist. And I say, when you entertain the argument and even make the argument with them, they already defeat you, because all they're trying to do is get you sidetracked on what you're actually doing. So whatever they call a race, call me something. I always say, go to hell. I'm going to keep talking about what I'm talking about, because they want to get you sidetracked, Alex. That's their whole playbook is what they use. If you have to start defending whether you're a racist or not, it's like, do you have to defend whether you are a dog or not? You know you're not a dog. So I always tell people, don't even address it. When they say you're racist, say go to hell. If you want to think that, I'm not going to even address it. Now, here's my point why I don't like Barack Obama. This is why I don't like it. Because some of these people, you're never going to convince them that you're not a racist anyway. And technically, they know you're not a racist, but they're using that in order to get you sidetracked on your argument.
Keep breaking it down.
But see, another thing is why I said, I even made a video saying this right here. I said, stop saying you're not a racist. Don't even address these jackasses. You don't even have to address them. Just like when people say, you're homophobic. I started laughing at them. I said, you want me to stop talking about homosexual gender? It's because they're trying to bully us around. I always tell people, I'm not going to let you bully me around to stop me from saying something I know is not right. I don't like to see a heterosexual sucking face in public. Because my kids may be right here. I don't like them always shoving this down our throat. Some things I think is meant for the bedroom are meant for your home. I don't think they should be all in public forcing us to accept this. And I also have a problem with people redefining words. I've always had a problem with people redefining words. And I don't care if people like what I say. I always tell them, show me where I'm wrong at. I don't see you showing me that I'm wrong. The gays act like a bunch of mafias. Soon as just like you said, the incident from the gentleman you were talking about, he went into the to get a smoothie, and they're bullying him around. Now, if he had said, "Shut the hell up, get out of my face," if something had happened, they had came to blows, the media coverage on that would have been man attacks guy for being gay. They would never have said the gays attack him first. This is how they put a spin on anything. So I always tell him, I'm going to speak for myself. So when the story comes out, you can say what you want to, but I'm going to tell my story whether you like it or not. And I always tell my kids the same thing. I tell my kids are going to know what I stood for because they don't have to ask somebody what daddy stood for. Daddy's going to tell you what he stands for. And I'm not going to give in to a bunch of cowards, a bunch of race mongers, a bunch of homosexuals who want to shove homosexual down there. Just because Barack Obama is a homosexual, I don't dislike Barack Obama because he's a homosexual. And he is a homosexual, by the way. I don't dislike Barack Obama because he's black or half white or nothing like that. I dislike Barack Obama because he's a communist and a socialist, and he wants to destroy our country the way we know. I like capitalism. I think capitalism works. I don't think if a man should be able to lay around, a woman should be able to lay around and not work, and should be able to draw paychecks from hardworking people who go to work every day. I think this is absolutely nonsense. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, Alex. When I grew up, I was 30 years old before I even got health care. As a matter of fact, my birthday is today. I'm 48 today. I didn't have health care until I was 30 years old. So don't tell me anything about these people thinking they're entitled to health care.
Well, I didn't either. In fact, now that I think about it, I didn't have insurance until I was 30. It's funny, it's the same year. I've only had it about 10 years. But expanding on that, again, E.T. Williams is joining us right now. It's like saying, do you beat your wife? Or saying, walking up saying, prove you don't beat your wife.
Exactly.
And I've noticed my son's got a birthmark. It's clearly a little pink birthmark on the side of his head. It's always at the park and stuff, liberals, who are really authoritarians, come over and say, does your dad do something to you? And I learned this because I had a dog, a lab, that got hit by a car. He went underneath the fence, and he got hit by a car, and they wanted to chop his leg off, but I said no, so he got some feeling back in it, but he'd have to swing his leg. And I learned at the park, it was always the liberals, because later I would ask him, I'd say, so you're a big Democrat, aren't you? They'd say, they come over to my dog and say, did he do something to you? Did you hurt his leg? Their whole world, and they did a study in Canada about the environmentalists, the fake ones, how they are six times more likely to commit crime, and how they also share on Facebook for charities, but are the lowest givers. Yeah. Democrats are the lowest givers. It's all about how they've got moral high ground and you don't. And of course, I'm oversimplifying this. But it's a great example. And then they'll use an example of some thugs beating up some gay guy about, oh my gosh, everybody who, you know, isn't accepting our radical agenda is wants to beat people up. No, I don't want to beat anybody up. In fact, the truth is I'm very accepting and very tolerant. And quite frankly, you don't obsess over what people are up to or doing. It's just amazing how this has been organized. But because we mentioned this, Anthony Gucciardi was up here writing an article today at the InfoWars Center with StoryLeak.com. You told me this story this morning, how bizarre it was, because I was on the hike and bike trail with my son, and I said two trendies were talking trash about me, going, oh, look, there's Alex Jones pointing at me. And then you said, man, it's so weird. And then you told the story of Whole Foods last night. Again, Anthony Gucciardi, tell folks what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So I was at Whole Foods, and I was getting a smoothie because they use a lot of organic produce and stuff. And the guy behind the counter was clearly gay, and that was fine. You know, no big deal. And then I ordered my smoothie. I was waiting maybe 5-10 minutes, and this gay couple comes up, two guys come up, and they order their smoothie, which, by the way, was much larger and would take a lot longer. And I went up and other people were getting their smoothies who had already been there for about 10 minutes. And they said, typical, serving the straight man before us, when the guy behind the counter was gay, making the juice. And then I went to get mine and they were laughing at me and pointing at me saying, you know, typical, you know, look at the straight guy getting served first and complaining and saying how they're being mistreated when they had no idea the guy behind the counter was actually gay.
Well, half the people in there probably were.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, like I'm telling you, we'll be like, there's one straight guy running, and they're like hunting us on horseback with like bows and arrows, yeah. Like Hunger Games soon.
It's funny because
like our existence means is against them.
The fact that we don't make a big deal about it makes them make a big deal out of it. You know,
no, that's another issue is that like everywhere now they're talking about, especially in schools, that like two girls, two guys will start kissing each other and doing all this. But then if a girl and a guy kiss, they get suspended. But then it's okay if it's, it's a cult takeover, man. It is a cult takeover.
No. I mean, God forbid we say that a 50-year-old man with male genitalia can't go into an 8-year-old girl's locker room because he identifies as a woman. You know, I went to the DMV and I was getting my license plate in Texas where you have to thumb scan. And I said, you know, what if I identified as a female, as a black female on my license? And she said, well, you could do that. I honestly asked her that. I said, there's nothing against that. She said, no.
I should identify as an illegal alien. I'll get everything free.
You should.
Exactly.
No, I mean, this is now a society where if I feel like I'm a black female, I apparently can be one. And it's nothing against black people or females. It's just completely ludicrous.
No. If you point out the insanity, then it's even racist to point that out.
It's racist to say that. It's just like this article I wrote yesterday. In the article about how 55%+ of the country wants to repeal Obamacare, they were saying anyone who wants that is in favor of slavery, period.
Well, you are. You don't want to be ripped off.
Yeah. The comments were saying that anyone who wants that wants Barack and his family to be slaves again.
E.T. Williams, final segment with him. Thank you, Anthony, for telling your hate-filled story. You should have hung yourself in the Whole Foods and said, I'm sorry. I'm serious. You should have killed yourself right there and just let them bathe in your blood to prove that you're bad. Final segment with E.T. Williams.
Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
This month month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 34% off freeze-dried roast beef. That's a number 10 can with a 25-year shelf life for only $32.99 while supplies last. Ever tried cooking a holiday dinner during an emergency? Try our new Thanksgiving dinner combo. On sale now at 24% off. And the Katadyn Hiker water filter is only $49.99. That's 38% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The low price leader. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You know, it's almost a mistake, though, to do what we've done here today, because it is about, like, being the center of attention. That's like the South Park episode where the big motorcycle gangs take over a town, and they're all rum, 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 and then they go in the restaurants and go rum, 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 actually making that noise. And I think that's kind of what it has become, is a bunch of grandstanding. Not people that don't want to be messed with, you know, because, but that's what happened with the whole civil rights movement. A lot of really good things happened. It went on, but then it becomes an institution to then say brown bags are racist in Seattle and don't wear a Native American outfit to Halloween. It's disrespectful and don't be a geisha girl. And it becomes like a way to dominate politically. Well, meanwhile, we're all being cheated by these foreign banks that run the insurance companies with Obamacare. We're all being cheated as our dollars devalued by the Federal Reserve. And then meanwhile, they've got us all fighting with each other, and people are so entitled, so looking to be abused, that brown bags are racist, literally. And a lone man getting a smoothie. How do they know what Gucciardi's is into? I mean, it's really ultimately bizarre. E.T. Williams, you've got the final comments on that. Then I want to briefly talk to you about, where do you think Obama's going to end up? Where do you think this whole agenda's going? Has the whole control freak socialist movement gone too far, or are they winning?
I think it may have gone too far, because unless the American people stand up and start just recognizing some of the basic essentials of their rights being eroded away, I don't think we're going to ever be able to curb this. Prime example of, I know you're familiar with Alec Baldwin, his latest rant. He's always going off on people. He's cursed out flight attendants, but the minute he says something about the homosexual people, all of a sudden they suspend his show. Kobe Bryant got fined $100,000, the basketball player, for calling the referee an effing faggot, even though the referee himself was not a gay. This whole way that they do things, like the incident you talked about the smoothie. I believe if this had happened and he was, it would have been reversed around and heterosexual had treated him the way and started saying this about gay, GLAAD and LGBT and all these other organizations would have been on the TV. They had Eyewitness News, CNN would have been out there. Everybody would have made a big deal about this story. But when a heterosexual male gets discriminated against, it's no big deal. And especially if you happen to be a heterosexual male that's white, and if you're Christian, that makes it even worse. So this is an all-out assault on manhood, an all-out assault on our way of life. And until we start standing up, opposing these people, we're not gonna, that's why Barack Obama has gotten away with what he's gotten away with this long. I don't think it's going to end, because I think we have too many cowards that has been neutered amongst our men. Now, that's how I see it.
But then that'll make the extremists get so wild, they'll finally be a point where there's even a... I mean, if I was a gay man, I would not want to be associated with these groups acting like this, and I would be criticizing it. Because they take the most extreme people and make them the leaders of it, saying, we're going to teach your five-year-olds how to do this. I mean,
what happens, I think sometimes... is that the extremists, these radical ones, they take over the organization. And the other people who may be a little bit more moderate, they don't want to say anything because they don't like confrontation. But these radicals really like confrontation. And the only way that you can combat them is to be confrontational towards them. You can't ignore these people. When you ignore them, they get more and more bold. I've had them try it with me plenty of times. I always talk to them just as bad as they talk to me. And they always go away. You can ignore them all you want to. I tell people this all the time. You ignore them all you want to, see how far they get you. Because when you ignore these people, they get more and more radical. I got friends who's on Facebook book with me who's gay. And people get mad if I have a friend that's gay. I don't agree with their lifestyle. They know where I stand at. I tell them all the time, I don't agree with your lifestyle. They know what my stand is, but they're not trying to push it down everybody's throat like some of these other people. They know my stand on it, and I'm not going to change my stand. Can I be friends with the gay people? A person? Of course I could. But I'm going to be able to have that conversation with them, tell them, hey, I disagree with your
life. Sure, I get it. It's about your free will, your right to have your opinion, and that's what I stand for. That's real freedom. All right, E.T. Williams, thank you so much. Third hour coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, Larry Pratt's coming up with breaking news a little bit later in the hour, and I'm going to hit a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet, but I wanted E.T. Williams to be able to finish up now that I thought about it in the short segment, getting into Obama. Now that he is literally imploding politically and the Democrats are abandoning ship and he's being called on his lies finally and all the old lies are coming out, what do you expect Obama to do? And what does your gut tell you? Because I'm concerned that they might, again, as I said earlier, try to stage a fake assassination to then blame their political enemies and claim we're all violent, which is what MSNBC always does. But other than that, I mean, what's your gut tell you, E.T. Williams?
You know, my gut tells me that he's too arrogant to try to fake an assassination just because I think the man loves himself so much. But I would say that I think he may try some type of scandal. I don't know if it may be start a war. I don't know if he may try to start a race war. But Barack Obama is going to try to, he doesn't want to relinquish power. He is a power-hungry, driven man. Those behind him have invested too much in Barack Obama to put him in office, and they don't want to lose their political capital. Now, the problem that they may have is that they don't mind ushering Hillary Clinton in, but the problem is they got so much invested in Barack Obama, and he still has 3 years left. So I think they may try to come up with some kind of scandal to get the focus off this Obamacare and all the other scandals that he's been involved in. I wouldn't put past him starting a war or some type of martial law thing going on. I don't put anything past Barack.
Sure, I've got to be honest. I thought he'd come after the guns and stuff, but I had no idea he would be such a communist-style race baiter. I mean, I knew that from the Reverend Wright, but he really did it. And now you watch MSNBC, CNN. I mean, they clearly are trying to start racial division in this country, and the statistics show that that racial division is increasing, and even analysts admit it's been the race baiting of the Democrats, and it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, see, that's the problem I always tell people. You have to talk about it because the conservatives or the libertarians cannot ignore the subject, because the Democrats and the liberals are going to talk about it, and they're going to talk about it from a wrong standpoint. So as conservative or libertarian patriot, you have to come out and have a conversation and expose these frauds for the frauds they are. When they try to say that you're racist because you oppose Barack Obama, say, what part of what I just said was racist? Now, let's deal with the facts. I don't want to deal with this nonsense you're talking about. I want to deal with facts. And most of the time, you'll notice that they don't ever want to deal with facts anyway. They want to get you sidetracked on a wild goose hunt because they don't deal with facts.
They don't. What about the Republican Party? Larry Pratt's coming up to talk about how they're trying to sabotage all the real patriot, libertarian, constitutionalist types that are actually trying to save the country. I mean, it's not just the Democrats. The Republican leadership, they're a bunch of scum.
They are scum, and I've been telling people this for the longest. And also, I don't know if you heard it or not, but they think about putting Christie up for 2016. What a joke that is. I wanted Mitt Romney to win just because Barack Obama is such a bad candidate. Don't think for any stretch of imagination, I like Mitt Romney because he was way too liberal for me. But the problem with the Republicans is they're just as liberal in some aspects as the Democrats are. JFK looks like a stone cold conservative compared to all these Republicans. Most of those guys are nothing but frauds. And people on the Republican side and the Libertarians got to stop propping up these phonies. They are phonies. Stop acting like these people.
That's right. JFK cut taxes by 50% in the major bracket. That's beyond what Ron Paul proposed.
Exactly. And not only that, JFK, don't forget, he hated communists. He hated communists. I don't understand how these people have came to this level that we have such American-hating Republicans and Democrats. These people literally are trying to destroy our country.
They're globalists. E.T. Williams, host, can find out more. What's the best website for people to visit?
www.whateverhappenedtocommonsense.com.
All right, E.T. Williams, always interesting to always watch you, but it was interesting to have you on. Hope you'll come back and join us again sometime.
I appreciate it, Alex. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet. You're right down in Houston. Come up and see us sometime. All right, but don't try to get a smoothie at Whole Foods. Burn you at the stake. We'll be right back. Folks, stay with us.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. InfoWars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here broadcasting worldwide. Then we come back. Weeknight, 7 o'clock Central with the great InfoWars Nightly News team that I'm a part of. But I tell you, I'm just so proud of the work of David Knight and Jakari Jackson and Leanne McAdoo and Gigi Urneta. And Darren McBreen and Marcos Morales and Rob Dew and Rob Jacobson and, of course, the fine folks that do so much behind the scenes and in front of the camera, like John Bown. And we've got the whole crew in here punching the buttons. I don't know if those guys want me to say their names, but the point is that there's just a great crew here, and we couldn't do this without you. Do we have Larry Pratt? Not a big deal. Whatever it is, it's like a joke. We always have technical stuff with Larry. He's got ISDN, Skype, cell phone, landline, and it's like, I go, bet money we don't get Larry on right on time. They go, no, we already tested an hour ago. I go, But the point is that he's got breaking news and information for us, and so we look forward to having him on to give us the state of the Second Amendment. So Larry Pratt is coming up. You know, you've got to love this headline here dealing with the Obamacare situation. It should be the foreign banking tax operation. Imagine if they called it the foreign or the offshore banking cartel takeover of healthcare and direct bailout tax to them. But they don't call it that. They call it Obamacare. And then we all make it about how the website doesn't work and Obama's going to get it fixed. And maybe if we pray, it will, the clouds will part. And this is the Washington Times literally quoting him. Biden calls on higher power to save Obamacare and his hopes of higher office. There you go. Absolutely mind-blowing. And Obama has been caught lying and saying that 100 million people, we played the tape last hour, that 100, let's cue that back up if we can, that 100 million people have successfully signed up for the health care, and it's cheaper, it gets better, than the cost of a cable bill. That must be an expensive cable bill. So that is just some of the news. But don't worry, Joe Biden came out and said that he wants to call on a higher power. It must not be God, because Obama has removed God from the Gettysburg Address. That's right. So he better get the memo to Joe Biden not to call on a higher power. Maybe it's not the proper name. Maybe they called on Jehovah or Jesus or something. Or the problem is you're not supposed to, you have to call on Beelzebub. Maybe you should add, in Beelzebub we trust, instead of just removing God, Beelzebub or Lucifer, Satan, Baphomet, Leviathan. Let me think of some other ones. Astaroth. Maybe that's what they have to put in there to make the Obamacare work. If you add that to the Gettysburg Address, then that will fix everything. Won't it, boys and girls? So continuing here, but don't worry. Politico says people are waxing nostalgic back to the election. They feel betrayed, and Mitt Romney would win in a landslide election today if it was held again. But then it wouldn't matter because it was the exact same plan. Yeah, actually helped write it with Ezekiel Emanuel. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There is the ongoing betrayal. And they're calling it a mess and blaming Obama, which he is part of the crew that's done this. But remember, it's the globalists that did it. They just got a little greedy, and I guess they thought that everybody would put up with this. Here is the clip that I mentioned where Obama yesterday, in a conference call to his victims, what would you call Jim Jones followers or Hitler followers? The cult victims.
So Obama was in a cult victim meeting yesterday, telling his cult victims. And of course, if I was on the phone with somebody selling me something and they sounded like this, I wouldn't walk. I would run, like in the cartoon. Whenever you see somebody see something scary and they run and then they bust through the wall. I mean, that's what I would do. The obvious preying on them. And he's talking in a real quiet voice. Again, this is the same voice I've read in criminology that you would use to coax a puppy into your car if you want to take it and have it turned into food at the local cuisine, or if you wanted to coax a child into your vehicle. Everything's okay. I'm Barack Obama. I love you. And 100 million people got it, and it cut the prices. And here it is.
Don't currently have health care. Are going to be able to get health care less than the cost of their cell phone bill or cable bill.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first month alone, we've seen more than 100 million Americans already successfully enroll in the new insurance plans. You got 1 million Americans who completed an application for themselves.
That's enough. So you heard that 100 million Americans have enrolled in the data mining thing that they give to basically Facebook so they can promote open borders and gun control. They're just data mining your info so they can then legally use it under federal law because you went and signed up there. No, they think 100 million buffoons have gone, and mainly probably like 30 million, they think. On average, they've done it like 3 times apiece, re-entering their names over and over and over again, trying to get the free, lottery win. And my issue is this. I've now figured out that Obama isn't shoveling like regular bull droppings on us or horse pucky. There's actually a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Obama is a leprechaun. Literally, all these lies are not lies. They are golden nuggets that he's putting into the... folks always thought it was a pot of gold in legend. It's actually a porta potty that the golden nuggets get dropped into. And so I can now officially say that Obama is a demonic leprechaun. But he is giving us free health care, so it makes it okay. Ladies and gentlemen, shifting gears, we are joined by Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, the only no-compromise, pro-Second Amendment, anti-victim disarmament group out there. That's what Ron Paul calls them, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. They have forced in the last decade the NRA to stop being compliant rhinos handing over our liberties. And so, literally, we would have lost the gun battles if it wasn't for Gun Owners of America, and if it wasn't for you being supporters out there of gun owners, and if it wasn't for their alerts and their intel and their tireless work. And he's here giving us big intel today on what the rhinos are doing, as usual, for the establishment, sabotaging true libertarian, patriot, constitutionalist. We're trying to get other people into state and federal government like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. And the enemy is there sniping him. And our intel chief, Larry Pratt, not just on the Second Amendment, but all things freedom, is here to give us the inside scoop. Larry Pratt, sir, thank you for joining us.
Alex, thank you so much for having me. Before I get started, I wanted to just say that clip that you had of the president claiming 100 million signups, is he delusional? Everybody knows that's not true.
Exactly. Well, he's lying to his cult members. He didn't know anybody was recording that.
Maybe that's it. It was sort of like his bitter clinger comment at a $10,000 a pop fundraiser in the 08 campaign. And that occasioned us to make a T-shirt with a hand on a 45 and a hand on a Bible and the legend, "I'm a bitter clinger."
Exactly. I'm proud to be a bitter clinger. So, Larry, you've got big intel for us here today. Obama and his whole group are in trouble, except at the state level, they are being able to maneuver their people in.
Actually, it was not so much their maneuvering as it was the unwillingness of the Republican national types, and specifically the Republican National Committee, to help out Ken Cuccinelli, the attorney general of the state, who was competing to be the governor of the state. Had he won, he would have very likely, I think you'd have to say, been the most conservative small government governor in the country. And as the Obamacare debacle was beginning with the rollout, and as the numbers started to move against the administration, they also started to move against the governor-elect now here in Virginia. It's an open seat. The Republican National Committee, gave $9 million to Bob McDonald, the incumbent governor. They gave $3 million to Cuccinelli. And the last 2 weeks of the campaign, even though it was obvious that Zero Care, I think is a better name for it, was going to be tanking people associated with that, and indeed Cuccinelli's numbers started to come up, but in the last 2 weeks of the campaign, he had no money to advertise in the Northern Virginia area, which is a very expensive area because it's the entire Washington metropolitan area, and there you had it. Instead of a victory of several points, he lost by 2.5. And I lay that directly at the feet of people like Karl Rove at the Republican National Committee, because they were the ones that knew that this guy couldn't win. Besides that, I don't really think they wanted him to win. I think they're happier with a liberal Democrat than a conservative Republican.
Well, that's right. I want to come back and talk about this, but from my study, and you're up there, you know more than I do about this, but it's clear there's a real libertarian patriot revolution that could save this country. And we're getting so popular, not just my show, your work. Anybody who promotes basic liberty compared to all this Marxism is popular. We could take the country back. And the old blue blood Republicans that are part of the globalism, they don't want that to happen. So I want to get your breakdown on what we do, if that's accurate, and then where we go from here, because you can see it. I mean, they are Karl Rove, the whole Republican establishment is after Rand Paul, after Ted Cruz, after me. They're angry at Drudge Report for promoting liberty. I mean, they are just coming after us.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
TheUltimateKnife.com presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order. But we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at TheUltimateKnife.com. Again, that's TheUltimateKnife.com.
When disaster strikes, what will you do when the power goes out and the gas lines go down? Do you have an emergency backup plan in place? Well, Stove in a Can needs to be part of it. Stove in a Can is portable, safe, easy to use, cooks food for hours, and boils water in minutes. Propane tanks are a hassle, and lighter fluid and gas can be dangerous. Don't wait until it's too late. Order yours today for only $29.99 at stoveinacan.com. Special bundle offers available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee at stoveinacan.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Alex Jones here, back live with Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America. He's been with us till 45 after in this short segment, part of the next. We're going to get back into the battle for this republic right now and the establishment Republicans. But then coming up, Holmes raided, subpoenas issued targeting conservative groups and allies of Scott Walker. Folks, this is like a communist purge beginning. They've got teams confiscating guns all over California. I've got Lou Rockwell articles on that. And then I've got this. Harvey Weinstein, Obama's not embarrassing. The country's embarrassing for not liking Obamacare. We're going to play this video later. And that's sad because the Weinsteins make some pretty good movies. But, man, and I met one of them one time at a meeting. They were looking at distributing a film. But the point is that they're nuts politically. Going back to Larry Pratt. Larry, so you heard my question. I mean, every time I turn on Fox News, the perching up there is Karl Rove, who lives in Austin. I know where he lives. I got a friend lives two doors down. And I know people, including somebody in that control room right now, who's worked with Karl Rove. I'll just leave it at that. Behind the scenes, you know, not closely, but seen him multiple times. And everybody else I know that knows him. But when he's at a conservative event, he'll look through the curtains like a face in the crowd and say, look at those scum idiots, hillbillies, and look at those scum Texans. And I mean, it's literally, he's like a demon. And is it okay if I say who told me that? I mean, Chris Jordan's actually, you know, run sound systems. He's witnessed it behind the scenes. Rove for 30 minutes is talking trash about the conservative group and how much he hates them and everything. I mean, Karl Rove is literally a demon. And I don't mean to go off and rant about that, but I've been told that by other high-powered people who've been at Tea Party events and stuff when he was trying to take it over like 4 years ago. Now he couldn't do it, so he wants to wreck it because they don't want real conservatism. They want the, I'm sorry, Larry, I have you want to be a guest and I'm ranting. Break down Karl Rove and what the Republican establishment is doing. You helped make the NRA, and of course, he said it here, one of the board members that said, thank God for you, and thank God for his courage, Ted Nugent. How do we take over the Republican Party, and what do we do about Karl Rove?
Well, I think getting the word out on Rove is beginning to help, because he was able to raise a lot of money from people that did not like the way it was being spent. And he ended up, you know, the architect, as he's been misidentified, of losing virtually every single race he was in. And he's always on the liberal side in a primary. But that's where the fight, I think, certainly one of the dimensions of the fight can be conducted. We've endorsed McConnell's opponent in this U.S. Senate primary there in Kentucky coming up next year. Matt Bevin is a wealthy businessman and seems to be just square on all the issues. In addition to our endorsement, he's gotten the endorsement of all the Tea Party groups in the state. And that gives us a great opportunity, because if we can take out one of the lead dogs, then I think that would be a message that would even be sent louder than, say, taking out Lindsey Graham, which we're also going to be involved in once the assuming he makes it through the first primary. They have a runoff primary in South Carolina, and the last time I saw some numbers several weeks ago, he was at 43. So it's guaranteed that there will be a runoff. We're not sure if he's going to be in it.
Good news. Yeah, well, what do we do about both these guys? I mean, Lindsey Graham, get him out of the Senate. But what do we do about people like Karl Rove? I guess just get the word out. Don't be associated with anything he's involved in. I mean, he took all that money and tried to use it to keep the Republican Party basically the right wing of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. Getting the word out that that guy is a not only a bad investment, it's like committing suicide politically to contribute to him.
Exactly. Giving money to Karl Rove is giving money to Dianne Feinstein and Obama.
And it's certainly giving money to the most liberal Republicans that he can find, and then he'll try to paper them over and make them look conservative when he's talking to conservative groups. And he's certainly very smooth about doing that. And when he first broke on the scene, a lot of people viewed him as a conservative. But what he is quite the chameleon from what I've learned since he first came into the national scene. He had actually been working in a gubernatorial primary for somebody even more liberal than George Bush. When Bush won, then he hopped on his campaign, and he rode that wagon to the White House. This guy's amazing.
What he is a hardcore Democrat. I mean, he's the guy that got Rick Perry to flip over from being a Democrat to a Republican. And it just never ends.
It just never ends. But I think we've got a rising Tea Party sentiment, to give it a name. It was very pronounced in 2010, and I think the revelation that the president is a premeditated liar. He didn't just speak an error. He conned the American.
Stay there. I want to come right back with that. Now, shame, shame. Oprah says if you say he's a liar, you know what that means, Larry. You've got to get 10 lashes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888
253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, he got cut off of the break, so I was bringing up the fact that you're saying Obama's a liar, but Oprah Winfrey says that that means you're racist and need to die. That's a quote of what she had to say. So there you go. 100 million people did sign up. Obamacare is working great. I don't want to be called a racist. I agree. Whatever Oprah says is gospel. But, I mean, seriously, Larry Pratt, getting back into the fact of the premeditated lying, you got cut off.
Well, I just wanted to comment that the good lady's race card has expired and it's no longer being accepted. That is just so obviously an excuse for being stupid and not having an actual argument. And they don't have much of an argument. After all, their guy got caught lying flat-footed. So I think this is a gift that has been given to us, that he's been so nakedly exposed. And I'm really hoping that what we saw almost happen in Virginia is going to carry through to the primaries to come, and most of them, I guess, will be next year, and we're going to be able to weed out some of these Republicans who, especially in the Senate, who stuck a knife in Ted Cruz's back when he was doing the right thing. And thanks to him, this one scandal has become a serious problem for the Democrats. All these other scandals never really had anybody develop them prominently the way zero care has been.
And let's quantify that for folks that don't know. The Republican leadership's all part of the same globalist power structure now, so they always say be nice, be moderate, but then the other side never moderates, and everything's going to be fine, and then meanwhile they try to stop a libertarian revolution, a constitutional revolution, when all the polls show the average American's really a libertarian. Even if they're getting assistance, they understand libertarianism is the real liberty way to go. It's what Thomas Jefferson stood for. It's real America. It's real Americana. So that there's a power structure, Republican and Democrat, doing everything they can right now to try to block this real revolution from happening. 2014, to quote Matt Drudge, is everything. So what do we do, Larry Pratt, to win? Well, we do what Ted Cruz did. You point out it's wrong, so there's a debate, and so Obama doesn't just go unchallenged, and because there was that little bit of challenge, now it's routing the daylights out of him. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. I think we owe a lot of this to Ted Cruz, because by entering into that talkathon that he conducted, I happened to tune in around 8 o'clock in the evening. The guy was still lucid. He'd been going on for 6-7 hours. He was still on message, and that tells me that no matter when somebody might have tuned in, they were getting the straight deal about just what a horrible piece of legislation the Democrats have put on the books. And when a guy like Mitch McConnell goes and whips Republicans to oppose Ted Cruz, it seems to me we now have the kind of information that we can use to put a fork in his political career.
That's right. So why do you think Mitch McConnell did that? He tried to argue, hey, it's so bad, let's just let him have it, which I agree with that, but you need to first explain it's bad and try to stop it to have the moral high ground.
Absolutely. And I frankly have no trouble with having the government slow down. The only reason that it was a political problem for the Republicans is they can't speak. They don't believe in anything. And it took a Ted Cruz to replace the shutdown backlash with the zero care backlash, which I think is going to consume a lot of the Republican rhinos as well as the Democrats come next year.
Well, Larry, you know what they're afraid of. They're afraid of a leader, because it won't just be somebody to rally behind. Other people will then realize they can be leaders at city council, legislatures, governors, Congress. I mean, people are hungry for freedom. They're hungry for individualism. They're hungry for us to take the country back. And that's why, as you know, Democratic Party strategy meetings with Joe Biden have been leaked. Documents have been leaked on Karl Rove, the Republicans. They are scared of Ted Cruz even more than Rand Paul. And I would love to think of Rand Paul as even better than Ted Cruz, because I've known him for literally 17 years, and know he's for real.
Guy.
He's a great guy. But they're really scared of Ted Cruz. Why is that?
I think Cruz has a way of presenting himself and his information that is clear. He can say very conservative things, and it doesn't sound radical at all, because they're not. And he presents it that way. And when somebody tries to take him on, they're taking on a guy that, when he was in the School of Geniuses at Harvard, one of his law professors said he was so far above the rest of the class it wasn't even close. And that was a lefty that said that about Ted Cruz. The fact of the matter is, the guy can really run circles. I would just love to see him in a presidential debate with, give us Hillary Clinton, give us anybody that the Democrats might throw up. He's going to tie him up in knots.
Well, what really tells is they're all lining up against him, both parties, the entire power structure. So we need to get even more people like that in, so there's no way to stop us.
I think Cruz encourages good guys to get involved in political campaigns. And I think we're beginning to see some of that. If a guy like Cruz can come out of relatively nowhere, he was not in any elected position until he got elected to the U.S. Senate. And yet he had been doing things, I now learn, that was giving him a network. He had been in high school part of a free enterprise club, and they read all kinds of Adam Smith and Milton Friedman type books. And then he was in a debate. I guess they weren't so much debating as they were presenting about the Constitution, which he had memorized in high school. And then five or six of them would go out, and one of them would recite a part of the, or maybe the whole Constitution, it's not that long, while the others were writing it on a whiteboard. This was, you know, this was his exercise as a high school student. And he is just so well prepared from those experiences. And he had obviously kept the record of the people with whom he had worked and that he had met as he traveled the state. And when you meet the guy, you can't not be impressed. I was in a meeting with him and eight other senators, and there were some 40 guys like me in the room, heads of different conservative groups. And Cruz made it clear that when he was preparing to take on Zero Care, he said, look, this is a fight that we may lose, but it's a fight that we can't avoid. We've got to enter it. To hear a Republican say something like that, it was just like water for a guy in the desert. Finally.
Exactly, because they always say, oh, don't fight, that's how you're going to win. That is absolutely a lie. And I want to say this about Ted Cruz. You know, obviously smart guys like him get scooped up by the establishment. So, you know, his wife had been part of the Council on Foreign Relations, things like that. The CFR goes after everybody who's smart and promising. The point is that he got away from it and decried it later, and his fruits through his whole life have been good.
Yep.
And the establishment is scared of him, and he hasn't compromised. So we have to own Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and others and give them the support.
Yep.
So they can stand against the establishment. I mean, you know, anybody who has high test scores and is smart gets recruited by the establishment. We have to be ready to win and not just expect if somebody starts having success, they must be bad. We have to go off what they're delivering, what they're doing. The fruits, as Christ said, and Ted Cruz's fruits are pure gold.
They absolutely are. And I think now it would probably be, just as a matter of personal social dynamics, impossible for Cruz to go to the dark side. John McCain has called him a wacko bird. Well, I don't really care what John McCain thinks, but when John McCain's insulting a guy that I'm enjoying watching work, then that just serves as a validation to me that he's not schmoozing with
those
guys.
Let's just say it. McCain is known for literally chewing the carpet, and if anybody's a wacko bird, it's him.
Exactly. And so, but I mean, even stuff like that, Cruz handles brilliantly. brilliantly. The next day he went out on the floor and he said, well, if being a wacko bird is being pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, pro-family, pro-limited government, pro-Constitution, I think he might have listed a few other things off, said, well, then call me a proud wacko bird.
Exactly. Normally the dinosaur corporate establishment, state-run media attacks you and people roll over like it means something. I learned a long time ago they're not that powerful. They're even less powerful now. And when you say, I love it, give me more, and laugh at them,
exactly,
it's when you roll over and act like they've got you and, oh, the scandal. It's all like a mind game.
You know, every once in a while there are people like Cruz. Our founder was a California State Senator, Bill Richardson. And when he was in office, a bunch of feminists came to him, and they were going to present him with a Misogynist of the Year type of an award. And they just kind of walked in the office with the plaque and a photographer, and he said, well, can you wait an hour? I said, what for? Because I want to get all the media in here. This is really good. So he went away.
Oh, man, I tell you. Look, it's time to stop letting the establishment define who patriots are. It's time for us to point out they're the people wrecking the country. Do you like living under this type of government, folks? Do you like living under socialism and crony capitalism where the winners are picked by these mafias, or do you want to live in freedom again? And they want to always fight the old injustices and project that on us today, when we have nothing to do with that. We're trying to bring back what was good in America before that produced more wealth than the world's ever seen.
Yep.
And it's that simple. So briefly, I know you got to go. What else, Larry Pratt, head of Gunners of America, if you just joined us, what's happening on this Second Amendment radar? I know we've got the UN treaties that they're trying to implement. I know we've got at the state level they're going after our guns. Bloomberg's trotting people out. There's a lot of other fights happening. What are the threats? What's the positive stuff happening for the right to self-defense? What's the negative stuff?
Well, one of the good things is a bill that Senator Thune has had that would basically convert your concealed carry permit into a national permit. Take your gun anywhere in the country. You'd have to observe their restrictions, but you wouldn't have to keep getting another permit. And if you were from one of the four constitutional states where you don't even need a permit, then your driver's license would suffice. And that's a pretty exciting concept that kind of blows up liberals' heads. So we'd like to see that move. Congressman Stockman from near Houston has a bill that would do away with the gun-free zones at schools, something that desperately needs to be done. All of our mass murders have occurred in gun-free zones. And why they don't realize that their law is stacking the bodies up, I just can't understand.
And by the way, have you noticed, again, I'm a libertarian. I'm into freedom, period, across the board. It just so happens the Democrats are totally destroying the country right now, so I'm trying to take over the Republicans.
Exactly.
But have you noticed almost all these mass shooters come from, like, liberal Democrat families, and they're all into weird occult stuff and are on a bunch of drugs and are Satan worshipers and video game heads, and then I'm getting blamed for what people with green hair that worship the devil are doing?
Yep. They try to project their shortcomings onto us, and we're not buying that. That card has expired also.
And again, I'm not against you if you got green hair. I'm just saying it happens to be like Prozac heads with green hair who love the devil and have skull shrines in their backyard. I mean, I'm not even blaming voodoo people for, you know, the Arizona shooting, but he was a voodoo head on drugs. I mean, why do I get blamed? Why do you get blamed?
He had a satanic altar in his backyard. That's pretty creepy.
Yeah, I think we should be, if we're going to profile anybody, why don't we profile Satanist?
What it teaches us, I think, is that angry liberals probably should be the exception to our purist Second Amendment views, because they can't handle guns. They are inherently violent, and a lot of them, I think, realize it, and they say, well, I wouldn't trust myself with a gun. And I say to that, good.
That's Buzz Bissinger. He said he wanted to kill me on air, shoot me. We see we find the clip. And then the two guests, Piers Morgan, the ambassador's daughter, and then the host agreed that he would wear a uniform when he did it. And then days later, when he responded to saying, "Why do you want to kill me?" he said, "Well, I shouldn't have said that. I'm on basically medication, and that's why no one should own guns, because I'd do bad things if I had one." I'm like, now I see why they're so scared of having guns, because they are lunatics.
They assume that we are in the same boat with them, and that just is not true. In fact, the gun owners I talk to are extremely concerned that anything might happen while they're packing. And so they will go away from a problem. They will go away from somebody that's insulting.
And by the way, the statistics, as you know, show that, that concealed carry holders have the lowest crime rate, period.
Lower than the cops by a good measure.
That's right, because it's concealed carry than cops, lowest crime rate.
Yep. They're the choir boys of our society, and yet they're the ones that these the folks that we're talking about who think that guns are icky, they're the ones really with the problem. And it's just, we've got to push back against that. These people are not credible, and their card has expired. I'm sorry.
What do you think's happening politically, though? We're having major victories just because of the fruits of the communists and the socialists, and the people are so horrible. But in 1 minute we've got left, Larry Pratt. How are they going to counter strike at us? I mean, there could be another mass shooting at another victim disarmament zone any day now. How do you see them coming back at us?
That's a possibility, but you know, I think they really thought they had us after Newtown and Sandy Hook. And frankly, if anything, it made their situation worse. And
backfired.
Yeah, thanks to Cruz and Lee in particular, we won the gunfight in April, and when we started, that didn't look good.
Again, we almost lost if it wasn't for Cruz and Paul. And people would say, absolutely. Oh, well, they're not perfect or whatever. What are you talking about? They're the only reason we're having victories. And the system's scared we're going to put 100 more in there.
We're going to try.
Yeah, if we can just get Karl Rove, I tell you, what a piece of trash. Gunowners.org, Larry Pratt, Godspeed. Everybody should continue to join your organization, continue to support it, spread the word about it, sign up for the free alerts. And if folks aren't online or don't want to be, what's the toll-free number to call and join?
888-886-GUNS. That's 888-886, and then the letters G-U-N-S.
All right, Larry
Probably
Pratt.
No liberal will use that number.
Exactly. But let me ask you this. We've got to identify them as liberals. Can we start calling them authoritarian liberals or tyrant-pushing liberals? Because Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. I know that's the name of him, but aren't these progressives really they're for the progression of tyranny?
Well, and let's say it. The president's mask is off, and now we're looking at a communist. So that's not a bit of rocket science, nor is it a newsflash. I think many of us have now doped it out that the guy's whole education was by communists. So what do you expect?
That's right. America has been infiltrated by the most radical extreme scum. All right, Larry Pratt, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate you.
Final segment coming up.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the final segment of this Tuesday worldwide transmission. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm on top. I'll sit around while a bunch of globalists take over and turn me into a slave and you into a slave. I got another thing coming. The fortune I'm looking for is liberty. Freedom. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me get into some of the other news here. Look at this headline out of Politico. Judge won't allow Holder appeal now in contempt case for Fast and Furious, and other issues as well are now coming to the fore. So we've got articles like that one right there breaking that down. And then here's another interesting headline. Census faked. New York Post reports 2012 election jobs report. Really? They're saying that there's fake data on jobs and fake data on inflation? No. Well, corporations go out and get real data for their decision making. We know what the real unemployment is. We know what the real inflation is. And it's basically double what they're saying in every case. And this is the type of deception that we're seeing. Look at this article out of The Guardian. This is what I told you about in 1997 when I first learned about it, when insiders told me what to look at in the Telecommunications Act. They've built a whole separate internet, a whole separate telecom that you have to pay for in, quote, security fees that are on your bills for these companies to actually be paid, not just the cost of the equipment, but the cost of administering it. So it's one of the biggest profit centers, basically, in some cases, doubling the price of telecommunications. Just like it increases the cost of an iPhone or Droid, all the spy tech in it. It's mandated in there. Private firms selling mass surveillance systems around the world, document show. One Dubai-based firm offers DIY systems similar to the GCHQ's Temporia program, which taps fiber optic cables. And that GCHQ's their NSA in England. So this is what they've got, whole rooms and floors at every telecom with government and corporate contracts to pay for the spying. And the word is, they even have patented Google patents on this with the cameras, the microphones, but it goes both ways. The NSA is then giving Google, and then Google gives them data, what you're talking about on the phone, and what they call metadata. But metadata means your profile.
talking about dog food, talking about, you know, stand-up desks, talking about whatever. And now everybody I know is starting to see this. They go, I never searched this online. CJ was telling me about this. I've never looked this up. I talk about it on the phone a bunch. A day later, it's on my phone and on my computer ads. Well, guess what? There's a patent for that. And people better just understand that's going on. They're doing it. They're doing it. They know everything about you. If the cat walks across the keyboard, you know, and visits a gambling site or whatever, or visits a Hare Krishna site, you're now in the database as a Hare Krishna. Or look, I mean, nothing against being a Hare Krishna. The point is just thinking of random things, you know. This is the type of stuff that's going on. I'm almost out of time. If you believe in this type of transmission, please support us by getting the high-quality products like ProPure 20% off and InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great nascent iodine with all of its amazing benefits at InfoWarsLife.com. And just spreading the word about the broadcast helps as much as well. Brittany Murphy and husband poisoned to death by government spooks, father claims. They do that a lot. They kill a lot of major movie stars. A lot of other news. I'm going to do overdrive. I can't help it. Infowars.com/show. I got new breaking news. Infowars.com. I got to get to. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. PrisonPlanet.tv. Great job to the crew. Today. Retransmission's not coming up yet. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here are some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com I hadn't gotten to. Really important article by Watson I was reading during the right before last. New media wars, the empire strikes back. Establishment seeks to assimilate or eliminate independent media. Yeah, they're not going to just give up easily. Rand Paul hints at 2016 presidential run, says Americans are looking for someone like himself. This is the big story I'm going to tweet out right when the show ends at Real Alex Jones. Please retweet this. Texans to protest censorship of free speech in Dallas, Texas, JFK events, or at Dallas, Texas, JFK events. That's a very important article explaining the demonstration I've got coming up tomorrow night in Dallas, the first one. It's key to be there, folks. And then coming soon, biometric fingerprint scan just to leave the airport. That is really a big story. They have these locking cage doors you go into now, and then you've got to biometrically scan when you leave. Again, it's all part of training you that you're a prisoner while the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. Also, again, I already mentioned this, but it's pretty powerful info. The October 2012 pre-election jobs report was a fake. Of course it was. And again, a really big story I didn't get to by Michael Schneider. We can't do anything about the antibiotic-resistant superbug. Some are immune to it. That will kill millions. Yeah, it's already getting really bad. That's why I got to be dying to get near a hospital. You got to go to newer, high-end clinics. That's where everybody's going now, folks. And I don't even have to go. I just know what the establishment's doing. You do not want to get near a hospital, especially an old one. I mean, they are death traps. Most powerful bacteria and viruses that like disinfectants and iodine can't kill and stuff that has been drug resistant. I mean, it is just in there literally See, they have what you call immortal cell lines in cells and bacteria, but also similar superviruses that just cannot be killed. The only way to kill immortal cell lines in human tissue is to burn them. In fact, people say there's no science to zombies. There isn't in the biochemical, electrochemical locomotion of a human body. But in cells, there are zombies. Literal undead zombos that you can put in a petri dish of water and 50 years later, they're still there. I mean, it's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And basically, that's what all these drugs and chemicals are doing, is like in a Hitlerian super race, evolution, whatever you want to call it, where only the most powerful, it's like insects, two or three generations of insects, they become resistant, and then 10 generations or so on average, immune to pesticide. Well, it's the same thing with bugs. They're dividing even faster, and they are getting tougher and tougher and tougher. People say, well, what, do you believe in the theory of evolution? No. Things get immunity. Things do evolve, just not the way the scientists say. And then the preachers, they don't define for me science. That's all of it, a trick with preachers defining what the Bible's saying. I'll read that for myself, thank you. And it makes a lot of sense. Not what some preacher who doesn't even know how to tie shoelaces tells me, or certainly some scientist with an agenda. Does that make sense? Because we see evolution in bacteria, in viruses, in computers, in automobiles, in understanding. People say that there is entropy in the universe, but there's also ascendancy. There's also things becoming more complex, more advanced. There's everything in the universe. There's constant change, but constant flux, but constant non-change. In the whole fractal mass design, there's everything and nothing. Pretty zen, isn't it? All right, folks, I'm out of time. But please come and see us up in Dallas tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Federal Reserve on Pearl Street. It's all in a Don Salazar's article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we'll cover it more tomorrow night. We'll have live streams tomorrow night on Infowars.com from about 7:30 to 9 o'clock as we have a demonstration organization meeting in front of the enemy command base. So the private Federal Reserve. So we'll be there. I'll be handing out, it looks like 30,000 flyers, free flyers for you to get out to the public. We're going to fight back against their tyranny. And we will have some surprises as well.